be upset at anything. It's we're on the oh, there I am. We're the decade of outrage, I think, is what it is. That'll be what we look back at. Hi, welcome back. I say welcome back because if you watched yesterday, you're back, as are we. So welcome. Of course, the incomparable Mr. Dave Landau joins us.
Hi, everyone.
As does Mr. Will Noonan.
Hi there.
And Karen Margolis. Look at this panel today. Just handsome, beautiful people. Very nice.
Thank you.
You have a very truck driver-y look today.
I do today, don't I?
You really do.
I feel like one of the drive-by truckers when I actually put this on. I got a little...
Yeah. It is. It's cool because you have many different looks. You could do the mohawk thing.
I can go punk.
You kind of look punk.
Yep.
And then you could do the I actually live in Harlem thing where you're a little gangster.
I do the little bit
Detroit.
Of...
Detroit.
Yep. A little bit thugged out I can
and then
do.
Then you could do go to Chicago and say, fuck you, this is MAGA country.
Exactly. That's...
Just like that.
This is my brother outfit.
That is, did it come with a noose?
It did.
Some bleach?
It came with a Burberry noose.
Burberry noose.
Burberry noose, of course. Well, that's lovely. The many looks of Dave Landau.
You can switch it up.
I came in, like, I went to the bathroom before the show, and Landau was in there with his back to me.
Oh,
and I was just like,
take advantage.
He gave me a little, like, sideways
he
look.
Presented?
I was like, no, it was the opposite. It was like, you want to fuck with this guy from Detroit?
Yeah.
Don't worry about
I
it.
I leave the store door open.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
I heard that like an idiot.
I put my foot store underneath.
Store door door.
Doing the old, what was that guy?
Oh, Gary, the guy that tapped
the
his
senator?
Foot.
I was like.
Yeah. Knew that it was a signal. Like, I wouldn't know. I would just think, oh, the guy's probably got pods in and he's listening to some tune.
Yeah, I would just think he's having like a epileptic fit.
Maybe you know? That. He's trying to force something out. I wouldn't think like, oh, he wants to have some kind of bathroom sex with me.
Yeah. These are so crazy.
You're right.
Out of your minds.
Boys are a little crazy.
They're so nuts.
Tapping your foot twice, I wouldn't be like, all right, blowjob.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
At an airport.
Yeah, at an airport.
I never feel less like I'm going to get a blowjob than an airport.
See one foot tap and then you're like, come on,
two taps.
Come on. Ah, shit, he just had an itch on the bottom of his foot.
Yeah.
Other than a porta potty, there's no place I want to spend less time in than an
airport bathroom. Yeah.
Airport bathrooms are, although if you've been to, the Penn Station bathroom, the airport bathrooms are like Saddam Hussein's in the palace when they first went in, gold toilets. That Penn Station bathroom is an abomination.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
I had to
it
use
really
it
is.
Once and
it's
I was
even a girls'
crying.
One. It looks like a murder happened.
Yeah.
Girls are not
happen every
than
day.
Boys.
Yeah.
They're also psychopaths.
And especially not in Penn Station.
Ours looks like
homeless. Yeah. You know,
it's like a homeless locker room.
Yeah.
It's like the country club locker room of the homeless.
Of the homeless.
Like, mm-hmm. like you made the big leagues. Welcome to the Penn Station bathroom.
Oh. You could see they set up camp in there. Like you could see all their bags and a lot of plastic bags and things. And they kind of set up. They got a seat. They don't have to worry about going to the bathroom. They can just go there sitting.
And someone regularly cleans it for them, too.
Right,
so they have that. They probably don't have that in other places.
No. Penn Station is, I've talked about it before. It's just turned into, once again, like when Giuliani was in office and stuff, everything kind of got kind of straightened out.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad. Now it's everywhere you look in there. It's just a mess. And there's people talking to themselves and stuffing bottles in bags and. That one woman that was directing traffic on the escalator with a cane. We get it.
Passes out, pisses himself, and then the piss just kind of emanates from him. New Yorkers just step right over that.
Yeah.
I love that it says if you see something suspicious, say something. You're like, everything's fucking suspicious.
I'd have to talk like an auctioneer to the cop. Getting all the shit I'm seeing down there. The people eating in front of a restaurant, eating some kind of shit. It's like, if you own that place, wouldn't you go, this isn't really good for our establishment.
No.
Yeah. You have a homeless guy eating, I don't know what, a rat? right in front of the restaurant we're trying to run.
Well, it's like the pizza place at the top of the steps where it's like, hey, you know all that gross shit you just walked through? It drifts up here every day. Would you like a hot slice? It's disgusting.
Rose's pizza is amazing in Penn Station.
Is it good?
I love it, but like you
rat.
Said.
It's the rat.
It's
then
like I'm
it.
Eating. It's a rat really yeah. makes it yeah. flavorful.
That's Ratatouille in the back.
It is awful, though.
That's like, people's first impression of New York, too, if they come by train.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like, ooh, I'm a little nervous. This is the big city. And then they come up, and there's just a naked dude pissing, and they're like,
you come up those stairs. And
everything I heard.
Oh, there's some idiot warbling a song for money at the end of the thing.
Good. If you can't handle it, I say people should leave. This place self-selects the weak out. Do you know what I mean?
It does.
You
it
can't
does.
Go.
I agree. And it's not like, you know, I just like complaining about it.
Yeah, no, complaining's the best part.
Every day,
of the
you
city.
Know. For years, I've been taking the train in every day from my beautiful Roslyn estate. And I spend a good 3-4 minutes with those people.
Memorizing every bit.
Yes. But I'm an equal opportunity. Like, I get pissed off at anybody. Like, the woman on the train yesterday was so annoying. She was one of these people that she talks loud at the beginning of her response to whoever's on the phone. So she'll be like, yeah, okay. And then you hear nothing. And then she goes, well, I'll be sure to make that happen for you tomorrow. And then, yeah, what? He should be coming in around. So it was this, the anticipation of waiting for it. I wanted to fucking kill her. But I actually got up. I put my backpack on and moved a seat because I couldn't be near this woman. And I fucking looked at her. Like, I looked down into the seat and was like, you got to be shitting me.
Yeah.
And I heard people behind me go like, oh. No, it's fucking into who does that? Who in their right mind acts like that?
Someone probably has the office next to her and has to listen to that day.
It reminded me of Office Space. Yeah. Thank you for going. Yeah, yeah.
Corporate phone calls on the train are as annoying as homeless people screaming for money.
Yes.
I hate those conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
They are just vapid and just, oh yeah, Bob, we'll definitely go down there and take care of Jim. You know how he is. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
They want you to hear what they're saying.
Yeah, they want you to know.
That's a big contract we've been working on. And, you know, the deal is closed and congrats. We're going to have to, you know, get together and they expect people to come up and go, excuse me, I was listening. You are awesome. Yeah. Did you know that? You're awesome.
How do you wheel and deal?
Fucking loud shit.
Dude, I heard this once.
How you wheel and deal? You ought to make a movie about you. The asshole on the train, they could call it.
I heard this once, and I'm not kidding, at a lunch. It was, come on, guys, life is a highway, and I want to ride it all.
I sat there,
and I just, like, looked behind me. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Oh. Right,
like you should
How
be
dare
dead,
you, sir. Yeah.
That's grounds.
Ruin my lunch.
Public.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Are
that's
you
like
a
grounds
manager?
For literally
no.
throwing him out of the train.
A middle manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, have you
I'm middle
up to the middle, sir.
I'm hoping to work my way up. Yeah. These train phone calls.
Yes, oh, no. I'm a lowly non-manager, just minding my own business.
Yeah, you realize the phone has candy in it.
It's one.
Come on, somebody's gonna hire me, right?
I see a lot of people with the whatever that Apple Bud thing with that's not connected to anything, and I see so they have both hands going. And I heard one guy he goes, so he said, I said, hey man, I'm sorry, but I wasn't really sorry.
Oh.
He's like walking down the street.
That's a sick burn,
so
sir.
Awesome.
Sick burn.
That's the worst is when people say what they did in the meeting on the phone, and you're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. You're so full of shit.
I just imagine the bored woman on the other end of the phone who's like, you're the best, honey.
Yeah.
You really tell them.
At least Hispanic women on the phone, it's a consistent.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't vary. It's like, I don't ever think there's anyone on the other end.
Yeah.
Because they never stop to let the other person talk.
No.
It's just, and you're like, what the fuck? How do She's not even breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's also, if you, yeah, any black woman that ever walks by me, it's like, and that's when I told him he shouldn't have done that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hear the hindsight of a black
There's
woman.
Always some drama going yeah. down. If you're in that train stage, like the subway platform is a good place to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I will just see, like, oh, no, I said no, no. You did. And I'm like, wow. Every call is, like, fucking yeah. drama.
Well, she did it anyway, and look oh, what happened.
Lady. That lady gets what she needs out of life.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
One of those. Step away. I'm inspired by her.
She's digging it. Yeah. Everything's fucking on 11.
Right. And I believe her.
She don't take no shit from nobody, ever.
It lets everyone know about it right at that moment.
I heard one in Target last night. The lady goes, you want, she was on the phone, she goes, you want me to get you a drink? You want me to get you a drink? You want me to get you a drink? I'm getting you a drink.
Yeah,
I was like, so wow.
It is extremely entertaining.
Yeah, I'll get you a drink.
City's the best place ever.
Yeah, it is.
There's some crazy shit going on here. I do like getting the fuck out, though.
Dude, I've never been bored here a day in my life. Getting the fuck out is a mind fuck, though. Like, everything changes. Time changes. Smells change.
Yeah, yeah, but...
For the better every time.
Yeah. Really,
but, like, you know, you notice how an hour here takes 5 minutes? And
oh,
then
yeah.
you leave the city and 5 minutes takes 7 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's
like
crazy.
Video game time.
Yeah.
It's true.
Video game time is very fast.
That's true. Time does blow by in New York City.
Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to Omaha, you are there a while.
Yeah.
Well, because there's so much to do. Like, man. You wouldn't step over a person laying in the street.
No. Yeah.
You would stop, call somebody, yeah. make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
So, like, there's things oh, yeah. to do.
So annoying.
Any other city, if you see someone sobbing on the side of the street,
oh my
you,
God.
Like, stop and go, like, what the hell's going
oh
on?
Oh, my God, something wrong? Can we help you?
In New York, there... you're, like, afraid of, you're, like, stay away
yeah.
from me.
Oh, God, he's yeah. crying. The next step is a cobblestone
yeah, yeah.
over your fucking head.
Blessing. I've openly
anybody.
Wept here. This is the best place to just weep. People mind their
weep
own fucking
openly.
Business. I will weep. I will sooner weep in public than in my own home where people know me and care.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck away from me. Don't ask me what's wrong. And I've wept on the train. People do. They actually give you space like you have the flu. It's the,
yeah, yeah. They won't ever ask yeah. if anything's wrong.
I don't care. And I don't care
don't
to tell
it.
Them.
Yeah, if you want to be left alone in New York, just act like something's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. No one
act like you need help.
I got my own yeah, yeah. fucking problems.
Just look.
You don't think I want a guy with a briefcase? Yeah. You don't think I want to sit down and cry in the streets?
I haven't cried since
a daily basis.
One time when I was going to college here, I was taking a friend to the hospital. She had like just alcohol poisoning. I was trying to hail a cab to the hospital,
yeah.
and this business guy, just like that, he's walking
like
by with
Judge
the business,
Kavanaugh.
Shoves a 20 in my face. He goes, "Take that girl to the fucking hospital!" Like he shoves a 20 in my face, like get her off the street, get her away from us.
Even people helping are yeah. just fucking nasty.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you out. You
shoving
fuck.
Cash.
I love it here so much. I will never leave.
Yeah, I gave a homeless guy or this kid. He seemed to be all kinds of fucked up, but I looked. The sign wasn't right for a fucked up guy. It was written too nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was literally like, look, I'm in the middle of the sidewalk. He wasn't against the wall. He was just doing that thing. So I went up to him. I kind of knelt down. I took out 100. And I was like, I will give you $100 right now. And quiet. I wasn't making a scene. Mm-hmm. I just had to know. I go, I'll give you $100 right now if you just tell me this is all fucking bullshit. You're bullshitting, right? And he's like, it's total fucking bullshit.
Nice.
There you go. Take it easy. He went from like, it's total fucking bullshit. That guy again. Then he turned right back into that guy.
Turns around, puts on his Red Lobster name tag and goes to work.
Yeah, yeah. It's just bullshit.
It's like New York, though. It's my buddy used to come visit me from Boston. He was kind of like a punk rock guy.
Yeah.
He would come, spend the weekend here, and then he'd be like, see you, Will. And then he'd go to Times Square and make a sign and sit there and get his bus money home.
Get money.
In 2 hours, he would say.
You work off that guilt, especially this day and age. Oh, the guilt thing is fucking awesome.
Well, when like, you know, 1,000 people probably pass you an hour. They each give you a quarter or
yeah,
a dollar
yeah.
or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
No shame at all.
I don't really give the real homeless people money.
You do or don't.
Fake guy, like as long as he fesses up to me, then I won't give homeless. I used to.
Hey, that's so ass backwards.
When I stay in the city, I used to go around with like with like some hundreds. Mm-hmm. And I would just go around and wake a few people up that I looked at and could tell, like,
hit them with the cane.
They weren't lazy fuck. They just, maybe there was a problem.
Right.
I don't know. Like veterans, you could tell if,
oh yeah,
as a veteran or something. And I would just be like, hey man, you know, get, do something, you know, yeah, what the fuck are you doing? And I was usually very intoxicated.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You sound like such a job creator right now.
I am. No, it was kind of a there but for the grace of God story. I'd look and just be like, yeah, I could have done that.
You know what? I did a weird one yesterday. I gave a homeless guy $1 yesterday, and he just kept looking at me. And then I went, stay warm, huh? And then I was driving away like, what the fuck was that? Like, stay warm? Like, yeah. Am I a hero? Because I told
really
him.
My choice.
I told him, this guy's standing out in the snow. I was like, stay warm.
Yeah.
You need my white guy advice.
Is that what you said?
Chicky just bang, leaving your apartment.
I gave him the money and he kept looking at me. I was like, warm. Stay warm, buddy. And then I drove off and I went,
stay fed.
Stay warm. Yeah.
Stay sheltered.
Stay sober.
I thought he was going to look at you like,
yeah.
He was it.
Yeah, that's who he was. He was like $1.
Keep those veins from collapsing.
Yeah.
That's what he was looking
fuck
like.
Fuck, do you think? Yeah.
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
I felt like such an asshole.
What a shitty thing to say.
Vroom, vroom in my warm car.
If he could, he would. Yeah. I don't think anyone wants to be cold.
No.
Yeah, no, it was so stupid.
If you can survive a day like today, though, I feel like you should be able to do any job.
Yeah. I used to work for a living.
It's fucking cold.
Not much to people's chagrin, I did actually work in the sheet metal industry, heating and air conditioning. We don't have any in here,
HVAC,
but you know, ductwork and shit. Yeah, that's what I did. And the metal for the ductwork, it was always like 20 degrees colder than whatever the temperature was, or 20 degrees hotter in the summer. So when you'd go to pick it up, and you'd have to hold one end up while you get a drill and put a screw in it and go, and then it would go, bang, and hit your hand. It's so good at 20 degrees. I was miserable. And then when it was cold out like that, then you could do anything. Like, there wasn't a worse job.
Yeah.
And than that. So
I worked in a freezer for like a year in a frozen fish warehouse.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like,
shitty job.
It looked like a Costco, only filled with fresh
just
fish.
Just for fish.
And they would, or frozen fish.
God.
And they would, I'd pick a little slip and I'd go out and it'd take me like 20 minutes to fill this order. And then I'd put it on a pallet and then take it to the loading dock. But this is when I drank a lot. Like, you'd go in there in the morning as hungover as you could be. But one second in there, you're fresh as a fucking daisy.
Was that when, like, you'd inhale and your inside your nose would freeze?
I remember,
how many, like, dead Italians did you find?
Dude. Carbone is.
It was. People would, like.
Took
it was
a
all kinds
to
of.
Calm out so they could do the autopsy.
It kind of was like that, though, because everyone there was, like, half the crew was on drugs. So guys would, fall asleep. And it'd be, like, a real big deal if you fell asleep. Like, you could fucking die in 15 minutes. Like, you one time I ran in just to grab something without all the gear on, and like my boss like screamed at me. He was like, you could die in
that's
there.
Not like a refrigerator. That's
no,
one of those
zero.
Deep, like, you need those fish to freeze solid.
Yeah, it was 0 degrees.
So they don't kill people who buy it.
If a fish fell on you, it would, like, guys would get hurt from like fish falling. Three stories, and they hit him in the back of the neck and like break their collarbone.
People pay so much money for that, though. It sounds so anti-aging. Like, that really tightens
up. Oh, it was, yeah.
You know? It really was.
Like cryogenics.
Or even if you just, like, I mean, I'm extremely young, so I have not done it yet, but if you dip your face into a bowl of ice water, it's like a little trick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cures anxiety.
Well, I mean, Huey Lewis did.
Cures anxiety.
Cures anxiety. I used to go in there. This
really?
It was a great game.
For anxiety?
It was good for...
That would give me anxiety.
They say putting cold water on your face calms you down because it, like... It's some sort of body response.
Yeah, it must, like, your brain probably goes like, we could turn that useless shit off.
Yeah, focus on
now we got something real to focus on, and my face is cold.
I think it's like anything to distract you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but...
Did you have anxiety? Is that what it...
No, but I just...
I didn't want to get it.
Back then I was drinking a shitload, and I remember I learned I could go out all night and it didn't really matter because it was just so cold in there that, like, and I was like 21, 22.
Was anybody on like workman's comp from getting like crushed by tilapia?
A guy's testicle. Herniated his testicle while I was there. If you lift something heavy enough, this guy was a fucking.
Yeah, you girls and your vaginas don't have to worry about that.
We can do stuff with them.
For some reason.
A lot.
Not good stuff happens.
What a poor design. For some reason, we pick something heavy up.
our sex organ fucking decides to jump out of your...
It was the
usually
most...
a bad penis will ruin your organ.
Yeah.
Or,
the
a
scream.
Lot of things
I'll never forget the scream. Like, I heard it. I was on the other side of the warehouse and I heard this gut-wrenching scream.
Oh.
And it was this guy... Kevin, who was a pretty huge fuck up anyway, and did a lot of drugs, and he was like, his dad worked upstairs, you know what I mean? It was like that kind of thing.
All the features.
And then he was on the ground, and at first, everyone assumed he was faking an on-the-job injury. Like, everyone was like, this guy's faking, he's like just that kind of guy.
My dick got hit with a car.
Take him out, and they start taking off. We looked like parachute, like, instructors, skydiving instructors, and they'd taken the thing off him, and his whole crotch was swollen.
Oh!
What had happened was like one of his nuts herniated and burst.
Oh my God! Come on!
Yeah, I swear to God, that can happen. Yeah, it happened to a kid in junior high who got kicked in the balls and it burst.
Oh my God!
Wow!
Forklift operator said he could hear it. He said I heard it pop,
and guys,
I was like, "Come on!"
I'm literally gonna come. I mean, wow! Please don't stop this story. I will slide off my seat.
Yeah, it was
that's a true story.
And it was crazy. It was right across the street from the Norfolk County Jail, which is still there. And guys will walk out all the time and walk right in like, it's a new day. I'm a new man. I'm free. I'm getting a job. And they'll walk right in and apply
good.
For a job.
That's what you want.
And they hire like half of those dudes.
Right out of jail. Yeah.
And it's got that vibe. Like at lunch, it was like you sit where your race sits. Like you sit with your race at lunchtime. Like,
just an Aryan brother rubbing
your
back.
You walk into lunch, you're like, ugh.
Aryan nation is sitting at one table. The fucking, we don't put any blackfish on the palate.
Yeah.
Some guy with an eye patch, sharpening
a frozen fish.
Yeah, he's making a shank out of a fucking fish bone.
Guy with an eye patch.
It was like that.
Fish. Sounds awesome.
It was like that. I remember like one day I said something like
your fruit cup.
Like, I was there for a while.
You could buy them.
Yeah, they're a dollar.
It's not worth killing me over.
People are selling you for cigarettes.
There was like one woman who worked there. She was like 60, and she was like 300 pounds, and they're like, you fucking see Sally this morning? Holy shit.
Yeah, they just
got her yoga pants on.
Yeah.
I can tell the time by those things. Oh my God, looks like she's getting her period soon. Holy shit.
My God.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, I love
I think she's pregnant. I don't know.
That's terrible. So you had a real job.
I had a real job. Cats would follow me home because I smelled like fish. Like
I'd
get on the subway and I'd watch everyone go, what the fuck is that smell?
That's terrible when your job
is that guy.
To take your job home in smells and stains and stuff. You ever, like, any mechanic I've ever known, there's nothing on the face of the earth that could clean their nails.
It's like any restaurant you worked at.
Yeah.
That's why I love that Chappelle sketch where he gets a job at a hamburger place and all the old men are like, hell yeah, way to go. And all the women are like, oh, you smell like French fries.
You even got a job.
Yeah.
Bitch. Remember he goes, bitch. Bitch, you think these nuggets going to come forever?
There's a dishwasher at the Chicago Pizza Pub. Oh. Chicago Pizza Pub.
The deep dish.
Yeah, they figured they'd open a Chicago Pizza Pub on Long Island.
Of course.
Like, greatest pizza ever. But let's get this shitty, square, wet pizza with fucking pizza. So I was washing dishes there every night. I'd go home and just reek.
Yeah.
Like that. And your shoes would have just flecks of tomato and all kinds of shit on its sauce. It was terrible.
That was my first thought when Payless, I found out it was going under. I'm like, where are the dishwashers going to buy their footwear?
My footwear. You can't wear them anywhere else because they reek.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Where I would get
everything.
I'd have
to leave my shoes outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it works.
In the cold and put them on like frozen shoes
because
they couldn't go in the house. They fucking reek.
Just sauce and pepperoni frozen in your shoe. Yeah, I had this.
Those sneakers, they smell delicious. What is that, pizza?
An Italian guy's like, hey, that's the shoes.
I love your shoes.
Oh, they smell beautiful. I'm smelling your feet.
Just awful. You ever have a real job or you just...
Oh my God. So I haven't had a real job in a hot minute.
Really?
I'm off of jobs.
You're off of jobs.
I'm cooling it with jobs. You know what? It's like, it's weird. I can't even like really talk about it, but I have like kind of a like download job, and I know it sounds sexual and it's not at all, but I'm a copywriter for my friend who has a business that's like a little bit under the table. And
like, what, the mafia?
Do you work for the mafia? I work for the mafia.
Oh,
I do a man's job. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, like Christopher!
Subliminal ads, subliminal advertising.
Is that a fun way to answer? I work for the mom.
Yeah. I work for the mom.
Yes, my boyfriend is Christopher. He works for Tony.
He's got a little bit of a problem. Yeah. Likes the booger sugar.
Oh my God, Cosette! You killed Cosette!
I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys what
my
I
smelly
do,
Valentine.
What a prick.
I have to be completely naked for it, and then I'm searched when I go home. No, I'm kidding.
Awesome. So
it's fine.
Diamond miner.
If I take anything, they line up my family and shoot.
Right, right. Oh, the
I
cartel.
Massive amounts of cocaine, yes.
Work for the cartel.
I work at we'll call it a poppy field.
I appreciate
it. No, man. I do comedy. I don't care for having a job. Last time I had a job, I had to be there early in the morning, get paid hourly. I was a teacher. And I just after all, I was like, fuck this shit. Fuck it. And then I got to go and do. And people do that. People who have done great at comedy will be public school teachers, which is a real fucking job.
Oh, yeah, no.
I just can't do that. It's not for me. I can't.
You don't want to form young minds?
I don't. Young minds dry my pussy out. I'm not into a young mind.
NLC. No.
No, it's not for me.
Caving in young minds.
I mean, Marcus has a real job, right? He works for the New York Giants. He has a real job.
He loves it. He's a guy who loves sports and stuff. I don't want a job that I'm gonna want to kill myself. I'm too tired to go do stand up.
Most comics don't have jobs.
Fuck no. Comedy's too much of a job.
Right. That becomes a job. There is
a phase
in
comedy, and that is for some reason.
Yeah, you have. You work a lot.
I do. Yeah.
There's a point in a comic's career where they go from they need the job and they need to do stand-up and then they hit a point where they just go, I guess this is my life now. You do stand-up and quit the job, which is interesting to me.
Featuring was awesome. I kind of miss
that move. Has to be
because you see how long you can push it with your job too, to see how many days you can get off.
Because I guess that's an issue.
Dude, I was selling upscale luggage in the heart of Detroit. Fortunately, we closed it.
Now, a folded body could fit in this.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a house next door that costs half this suit.
I was going to say, there's a lot of mafia.
You want to live in the luggage.
Yeah, I sold a lot of drug dealers and preachers their luggage.
We sold body bags.
We did.
You could fit half a guy in this one and half a guy in this one.
Yeah, this is a Garmin bag.
Weight on this. This will never resurface.
This will sink to the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Don't worry about it.
This one comes full of frozen fish.
Great.
That's a job. That's a real job.
Yeah, but you push it and push it until you're all right, I just can't come in anymore.
Yeah.
But you always, I always kept 1 foot in it until I felt really safe.
Yeah, because that's kind of scary, right?
New York is such a good place to not kind of have a job, though. Do you know what I mean? I've never really sweated it if I'm between jobs or whatever. First of all, I've had a boyfriend, most of the time.
Now I don't.
Independent
me
woman,
too.
Independent woman, whatever. Ariana Grande, thank you, next.
But it is kind of nice to have dinner bought for you.
Rent, too, right?
Well, you know what's funny? When I was on my own and didn't have, kind of had, we'd broken up and I was on my own for the first time basically ever, I was why do I have cash and too much expensive makeup? Has someone just been buying me dinners for 10 years? Got all this disposable income. And it's nice. But New York is you never have to sweat not having it. You can get a new job in 2 seconds. It's not going to be great.
You can have a new job in 2 seconds.
Shoveling fish or whatever men do.
Hot chicks are always the world's a great place.
I know.
People are friendly.
So
they give you
funny.
Things. They do stuff for you.
Police are so nice to me.
Yeah,
every interaction I've had with a cop or anybody has been delightful.
Yeah, the police are always nice.
My girlfriend's always the guys at Best Buy are so helpful. I'm
helpful.
You're a blonde.
I haven't even gotten close to being tased.
Nobody's asked me if I've needed help since 2003.
Yeah. I just saw you in a bathroom and I was afraid. I didn't know it was you. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Girls are hilarious like that. Yes. It's female privilege.
It is a real thing.
It is. We all have it.
Pretty female privilege. Because if you got some good looks on you, and you look nice and you smile and say, just the fucking world is right there for you.
I gotta tell you, I was arrested for stupid shit shoplifting like years ago, and it was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's
right?
So black guys say the same thing.
Keep it.
I learned my lesson, like, and the justice system worked exactly how it's supposed to, and I just, like, it was not inconvenient for me.
You're the kind of girl the judge is like, it works. What are you doing, Karen? What got into you?
I got off and learned my lesson.
Flawlessly. I was like, and I remember I was so freaked out too. I was like crying, and of course, you know, I was terrified. And to the point where they were like, they're there, like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're thinking you're gonna have to use Kool-Aid for eyeshadow.
Different matchsticks.
Yeah.
Drinking martinis that are have fucking highlighter ink in them.
They were like, sweetie, honestly, you're gonna be fine.
Making grilled cheese on the radiator tonight.
I remember being a little drunk at 17 with pot on me, and when I was getting my ribs cracked with nightsticks, thinking this is exactly how justice should work out.
That's how every black man feels when he's pulled over. Like this was the most beautiful day of my life.
Yeah. Should be a
all
show,
the relatives
actually.
At his funeral.
That's your show. Like you do something, like a black guy does it, and they see like what the difference is.
Oh my god!
You shoplift and he shoplifts.
You know we need
both alive at the end.
Yeah. We need a good one of those spray painted in memory of.
Yeah.
With your fucking.
Yo, I had a shoplifting career. Like,
I was gonna say that's
that day.
That's the hot chick like crime is shoplifting because you're.
Yeah.
I thought I was a god. Like I was like, well,
you're good at it.
No,
no,
clearly not.
It's a dead homie shirt.
It's not that hard to shoplift. I was awful at it. Had succeeded for years and years. I'm not sure if it was because people just didn't pay attention, or they just like didn't. They're not paid to get
too busy following black people around.
Or opposite direction.
You're the fucking perfect one. They're not gonna look at you.
That's true though for probably a lot of white people, because you just would go into like Sam Goody and get any CD you want, then go home and also rob Columbia House all in one day. Yeah.
But there's white certain collar places and where certain stores where girls who look like me are the target. You know, like that's what who security looks at. Like Sephora is a mecca for girls stealing. You know
makeup. Yeah.
That is, and they tighten their shit up. I remember the switch a few years ago when they really tightened up their security, and I remember being like, "Oh my god, they're onto me!
I can't steal
finally
anymore."
Karen rule. They put it like in the rule book.
100%. It got scary.
Yeah, like Forever 21. I bet like if. When you were a kid.
Oh, my God. It's the white girl mecca of taking shit.
Yeah. I remember a lot of girls in high school being like, I'm banned from Sears. I can never go back to Sears.
Yeah, I was banned from Topshop for a while.
Banned from Lord & Taylor.
Sears.
You know, like.
JCPenney has my picture up.
But they do tell you that. They're like, you're banned for life. Like, you're not going to be able to fool us.
Right. Really? With a lot of lesbians stealing power tools.
Steal the Craftsman one. Yeah. They break. You can bring them back.
Yes, that's true. They'll fix it for life.
The look of sheer joy when someone catches you stealing, all like you've made their entire day.
Oh yeah,
their boring fucking day by catching you. Oh, they were having the best time. It was like win-win for all of us.
And she fucking loves when people. I bet. But she would like she would catch employees that were pilfering
things.
That's
who does it the most, probably.
Sure, yeah.
And back in the old days, she told me these stories. It was fucking hilarious. She would suspect that somebody was stealing. They weren't on camera or anything, and there was no real solid evidence, but she knew they were stealing. My sister would have a VHS cassette and a folder, a manila folder with papers in it, and call the person into the office and have their name on the folder and everything and put it down and just kind of, not even acknowledge the folder, but have her hand on it as she's talking, kind of pat it like, look. We know what you've been doing.
Wow.
Sneaky bitch.
And the people would fast. They'd confess to the whole fucking thing. I'm like, oh, you are like a fucking detective.
That is a mind fuck.
What a great mind fuck. Well, video, it's like, what's on the video? Holy shit.
That would probably work on me. Like, if I hadn't stolen anything.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I was so amazed by it. I'm like, you'd have gotten me with that one.
I was going to say, you could do that to me today and confess about shit.
Dave, some cookies missing from the back.
I'd be like, look, man, I must have done it.
Cut that Chris Watts.
I hate to tell you.
I'm obsessed.
You're on camera in here at least 2 hours a day.
That Chris Watts guy, though, that was amazing.
Did you see his like confession when they're like, well, the results are in and you're a murderer? Yeah. And he's like, I guess I am, you guys. Oh, I guess you did your job.
Everything about that whole case is available to watch on YouTube.
Yeah, I've watched it. I fell down a Chris Watts hole and I watched the whole thing.
Same thing. Him getting arrested.
Did you see the footage? Oh my God, it's so crazy. Of when they go to his house and he finally shows up. He's like, you don't have to be here. And they're like, no, we do. When are you going to be here, sir? So he gets there and they're talking to him and he's the most obvious. He didn't even think it through.
From the cop's point of view.
I found something, you guys. It's a real. What could have happened?
There's like, a part where he's on a fake phone call and the cop's thing chirps like just naturally, right? Like something else is going on.
And he freaks out.
And he goes like, chirp, and you see Chris Watts just go like. He just shits himself. Just hearing like chirp, chirp. Yeah, he's like.
It's just black. What'd you say?
His wife and daughter are missing, and he's so like. I don't know, guys. This is so weird.
He doesn't like her, you guys.
But he's like,
what the fuck? It's so obvious.
And then they get him in the interrogation. It's like all on there. It's 3 hours. And it's the best good cop, bad cop you've ever seen.
I watched the entire thing.
The guy is such a dick. And there's a woman cop. And she's like, you know, you seem like a great guy. I'm sure. I bet your wife killed him.
She actually says, you know, everybody says you're a great guy. I'm not just saying that because you're here. You know, that's Ashley.
She's blowing.
You have a good.
Right before he comes, get that dick out. Now, no more blowjobs.
What are you doing, Johnson?
It's like, fuck, man.
The greatest good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Tars him, feathers him. You're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really good cop, bad cop.
Bad cop just awful gives you cop. A toothy blowjob. Give me that dick.
You can see why he was such a fucking asshole, though, because his father comes in and goes, his father, they know he's going to confess to the father. So they bring the father, like, he's about to break, and they go, want to hang out with your dad for a little while?
Oh, good one.
He'll leave you in here with your dad. So he's alone in there with the dad. And you can see, the dad's like, sure looks like you did it. Yeah. And it's just like, he's like, yeah, well, I killed. All right. And then he starts. It's like a kid in school who's in trouble. He's like, well, you know, she killed him. And then I had to kill her, you know, because I was so mad. And then he's
that's it.
As he goes.
Oh,
that's
is that
him
it?
And the dad right there.
Yes.
But you can see the dad. You're like, if you're this kind of father, I can see how you raised such a kind of sadistic guy, because he just goes like, geez. Good God,
God
son.
God almighty.
This is what happens when you're the hottest two people in your town.
Yeah.
You end up murdering someone. You can't. It's like, that's a New York six, right? Right there. Over where he's from, he's like he must have been a 9.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the woman cop right there who is very sweet and
she
motherly.
Was so empathetic. Yeah.
And then the prick at the end of the fucking hang of the table.
And once they put the cuffs on him, she's like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Like, a second they put the cuffs
on. But I thought you liked me.
Yeah.
Like, she's dressed like the Hamburglar to call.
She's getting him used to the idea of prison.
Yeah.
So I hope you like what I'm wearing.
Stripes are cool, right? You know.
if you say Beetlejuice 3 times, we'll bring in the good cop.
This guy was
this fucking idiot.
There's this case is crazy because even though he's a complete idiot, and he could have just easily just left this family, just said fuck you guys.
Right.
There's no law against that, you know. I mean, you got to pay child support, but you don't have to kill anybody. But there's also a montage because there's a bunch of people who love him, women, crazy women. He's a handsome guy,
as always,
super muscular. So there's a bunch of supporters. They have videos of his. They've gone through all of his wife's social media and find all the time she was like a bitch to him, and then they made a montage of that. So it's just like her being like, hey, Chris, put that down, you stupid idiot, and stuff like that.
Oh.
The girl, she was like, your wife, you know, she's probably a little controlling. She's probably kind of a bitch.
Not anymore, fucking.
And she was, like, even her own mother was like, she could be pretty tough on him, but, you know. Like,
I know they're putting together a best of to help him out.
Dude, yeah.
It's crazy.
Bizarre. Like, it's the most, someone at that town is just like, let's give everything to the public. Like, every piece of footage we have.
I gotta watch this. I didn't even know.
I know.
It existed.
I gotta see it.
It's so good.
Oh, I love that real shit.
It'll kill 7 hours.
Yeah.
It'll eat a whole day. Like.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and they go to the neighbor's house. Remember that? They go to the neighbor's house because the neighbor had a surveillance camera that's how they got him.
You could see part of his like garage area through it.
From the cop's point of view, you're watching him watch video with the neighbor, and he's realizing in real time, I'm so fucked.
So fucked.
Yeah.
So he starts texting nobody and just looking around, and you can see like each second. And then he walks away, and the cop looks at the neighbor, and the neighbor goes, "He don't seem right."
The neighbor's like, "He totally did it."
I think he did it. And the cop's like, mm-hmm. Like it's just all.
And
right
this
there.
Is from cops, like body cam.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yeah. They've got so much body cam footage.
Yeah, those
it's
body
amazing.
Cams.
Are
cops incredible too.
Turned out to be great things.
The best TV
for
ever.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
The cop is incredible, right?
Yeah.
He's
fuck
just
the
like,
cases.
Bad for a lot of people.
Much. Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He lets him.
Nailed it. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, that's most of the time, you know, like this asshole fucking Jussie. He literally gave him enough rope to hang himself with.
Oh, yeah.
he just let him talk. Yeah. The search warrant for the two Nigerian guys, how's he? That came out what they searched for. Yeah. It was the magazine. Yep. Mm. So if those letters are cut out.
It's the magazine without Mega.
Like, oh, God.
You know what's fantastic? Is
the first season of Mannix shit.
But they might be siblings, but I love how every news source is calling them brothers.
Yeah. Brothers.
These brothers.
They're like, these two brothers were the ones that actually did it. And I don't think any fucking buddy realizes how racist that
yeah,
sounds.
Yeah, it's so racist.
I was thinking that with big brothers, big sisters. I'm always like, my mom told me to stay away from big brothers.
Yeah, they were big brothers.
So watching MSNBC, like, it was actually these two brothers that were...
They are
brothers too. Like they're
brothers.
Ripped.
Like I get it. Yeah,
the Nigerian Hans and Franz. I like.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what they are. They look like.
You think
just
how
jacked.
PC everybody is? They'd be like siblings. Some other word. What can we say that's not brothers?
Brothers.
Yeah. They're the breakout star of this crime.
Oh yeah,
they're so hot right now. Like I've never seen.
Oh, they're gonna
like,
be huge.
Yeah,
they're gonna have their own reality show.
Yeah.
They'll be in Subway commercials.
People.
They're gonna be the
hoaxes.
The Milli Vanilli biopic.
Yeah.
They've come out of this like clean. Like no one's mad at them. Everyone's like, well, a job's a job.
Wow. Do you think you could break a sandwich on my chest? Come on down to
sandwich.
If I'm gonna hire two guys to pretend to be Trump supporters to beat me up, those aren't the guys.
Yeah.
You know? Pick the absolute opposite.
Yeah, like
people aren't like, get me two Terry Crews on the horn.
Yeah, did he think there was no cameras in Chicago? Like
we're not from here and don't care about our politics at all.
Yeah, they did.
Even he was like, I need a crime done well. I'm going to two brothers.
Yeah, brothers.
Actual brothers.
It's so fucking stupid. So they got shit out of their house. They got bleach. They got the rope
right. That
was bought. I'm sure they'll do one of those things, too, where I never understand this. I watch Forensic Files. It's great. And when you cut a rope or anything, they could usually piece it together and say, this is where.
Oh, my God.
They do that with duct tape all the time. When you duct tape up a body or something and then you rip it, people seem apparently they just put it and then put it back. It's the dumbest thing. At the very least, rip another piece off and burn that.
Yeah. Or
throw the whole fucking roll away.
How
hard is duct tape to come by?
When people hang on to the...
Why does everyone commit crimes like a 12-year-old girl?
I know. And a hoarder, too. They're
a hoarder.
I might kill someone else later, so I'm going to keep the rest of this stuff.
I'm going to murder somebody, but this was $350.
Yeah.
Hey, one guy... A guy...
Always keep the trash bags.
Yeah. One guy from one of the forensic files, he hid... Yeah, they keep the trash
for their own use. Like
dude, that's even a thing too, because the trash bags that are made, they have these lines in them, apparently from the tool and die and the rollers of the machine, and they change throughout time based on wear and tear
like
and whatnot.
Yeah, they can.
And they could tell if the bags came out at the same time.
Wow.
So the bag, the bag that was a body's wrapped in, and then like you said, they keep it under their sink for fucking why?
Yeah.
Get rid of everything you use to kill someone with.
Yeah, if you want to be a thrifty murderer, buy a 5-pack of those bags.
Yeah.
And just get rid of them. Don't buy the 30-pack.
You got the guy 5 months later and he still has the same sneakers that he killed the guy
the
in.
Same fucking sneakers.
Like this guy
don't wear your Jordans.
He caved. This guy, buy some cheap Payless fucking.
Yep. If I get seen, I want to look cool though.
This guy caved his wife's head in with something and it left a very distinct pattern on her head.
Oh my God.
And then he goes to work. And takes the thing and throws it up on the roof of where he works.
What?
Like, do they?
He passed 100 buildings on the way to that building.
When you drive that thing 1,000 miles away to a forge furnace and melt it, or so, like,
I'd be at a volcano, like, fuck you.
Right, right. Like, fucking the ring into Mordor. like, just get fucking rid of it. What are you doing?
They always. I met a cop once when I was in New Haven, and I was
sight out of mind.
I asked him. I asked the cop. I was hanging out with him. I'm like, "Why are you guys?" He goes, "Bro." He was a New Haven cop. He goes, "Bro." In 8 years, I've been looking for a guy, and he actually left New Haven. He goes, "These guys, they think going across town is fucking
is on like, the lam.
Like,
yeah,
no
yeah.
one's ever gonna find him." He's like, "People are stupid. You know,
they're hiding out.
Yeah, they never run." I always think that
house is right there.
Like, well, Ted Bundy, he just went to Florida and like lived. For a year. Like, no one knew for a year.
Well, they think it's Smokey and the Bandit. They're like, well, they're out of their jurisdiction.
Is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think it's fucking, even Smokey and the Bandit. They think it's like fucking the 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
Paper Moon. We just got to get over the bridge.
I wish that were so. I always thought that was
real.
Like,
I did too.
If you get home, it should be like you're safe. Like,
I agree. Yeah,
some people still think that.
Yeah, yeah.
They wind up getting pummeled in their driveway.
Yeah.
Then they call it a hot pursuit, and you're tackled in front of your family.
Yeah.
Just so the kid can see it, you know.
Yeah, your kids need to see you get. I don't think I've ever seen. No, I never saw my parents get arrested.
Oh, no.
I've seen my dad do things where he should have been.
I saw my dad hit a guy once, and it was kind of scary when I was
I've seen some fights.
Ooh, yeah.
I saw, my dad fucking just wound up, and my mom hit the floor. No, I'm kidding. That was the
I was, like, waiting for, I was like, and?
And, no, I never saw that. I saw some brutal arguments between those two. They didn't like each other.
There's a guy I had on my podcast once.
Crazy.
He said his sad story. His dad used to beat up his mom, and that's sad. But he said his mom used to run and on vacation if there was a big boxing match on, because his dad would learn moves and use them on her the next day.
Holy shit.
I was like, that is the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life. She'd be like, oh my God, Tyson McNeely, God. I'm going to the Cape for a couple days. Tyson's got a whole new trainer. I don't want to find out what happens to me.
Perfect uppercut.
Taking notes?
Yeah.
Someone stop the fight. Jeez, injured. Yeah.
That's a haymaker, that connected.
Punch out to learn how to really fight?
Yeah.
Oh, he's punching in the stomach like King Hippo.
Yeah, his technique is hot right now, and I can't handle it.
Glass fucking show. Punch out.
His mama's glass jaw.
Fucking glass jaw.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's a video today. It was so funny. Where's that guy slipping? Oh, my God. Snow is just awesome.
Oh, there's nothing.
And the fact that now everyone has a ring camera or something to show them getting hurt. This guy, the more you watch it, the funnier he gets. His reaction, it's a brutal fall. Like, he really seems to hurt himself.
Better be after
this
setup.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I love
this. Look at that. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a broken something.
Holy shit.
This is how they got Chris Watts. If like the neighbor was killing someone right now.
What? No, keep watching. Like, do watch it. It'll keep playing. Just watch it again.
If at first
look
you
at
don't
his
succeed.
Face. No.
Oh God!
You can hear teeth.
He just shakes
out.
It off.
Isn't it?
Oh, that is so bad.
Now listen to everything he says when after he falls.
Damn it.
What do you say?
Listen to all this. Oh, play
it
one more.
That's it. Damn stops it. Right there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, play it one more.
The t-shirts.
Oh, fuck.
Takes a moment. That little moment.
And then you gotta look at the marks you made in the snow.
What's funny,
a little reminder.
The line up at the top is his jaw. That one part.
Dude, he smashed his
face.
That
was like a face,
His face planted right there.
It's
like,
a jaw swirl.
You can see you can see he's got that moment of like when you take one to the face, it's such a stun.
Oh.
Look at him right
that
there.
Leg goes up and over. He did a half a scorpion.
He's such a.
Oh. Look at this.
Did you
No, he's airborne.
That's the one. That's the one. Downward facing dog.
Oh my God.
Cut to three judges holding eights.
He doesn't even complete his original mission. Just slowly
walks. Yeah, whatever he was coming out for can wait. That's it.
So true. He's like, I'm going back in. My cigarettes can stay in the car.
Fuck it.
Well, and he's not wearing a coat, so whatever he thought he was doing would be very quick.
Sneaks on.
Yeah, there's no way he put on the right boots.
Thank God his face broke his fall.
then he had to go inside and go, let me see what that looked like.
Yeah.
And then I should put this on the internet.
Like, oh, shit, I'm going to get millions of views.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter how much that hurts, though, the embarrassment hurts more in that.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the coffee?
It would have been worse if a neighbor was on that porch going, you all right there, Bill? Saw the whole thing.
The posture, that defeated posture when he sees that the snow has defeated him finally.
Yeah. He looks at the snow like, fuck.
He just gives in.
Fucking snow.
He's conceding.
Yeah, that's the conceding defeat right there. Oh, his hands are all cold.
Well, you know that. That's
all
that,
sad. Walking back in. Look at him all sad.
Normally, just getting snow on your bare arm would be the problem, but now he's in so much pain.
He walks in. You know, he was supposed to be doing something, so his wife probably went, what happened? What? I fucking fell down.
I told you.
Fuck you.
I told you
to be careful. It's snowing. I told you to keep warm.
Yeah.
If I was his wife, I would have
you, stay warm.
I told you to stay warm and gave you a dollar.
And now we cut to the inside camera to see what happened to her jaw.
A good wife will keep
that.
How did
she get bruised up from him falling? I don't understand.
Yeah, they both go to the hospital together.
Yeah. Well, long story, Doc.
He fell on the driveway, and I learned not to ask him to go outside and do stuff.
I guess my Starbucks can wait.
Did you see? I don't even know if you have the video, but the guy, he comes out, he's like on a hill. It's all ice.
Oh, he goes right down the fucking
hill.
Yeah.
And at the end, I'm like, oh, please. Please kind of let there be a car, but don't let there be a car. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see him get railed.
That's a long way to go, just going like, I have no control over this.
Dude, I would never buy a house that had...
Here he is. Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, this one.
This one, yeah.
That guy's at...
He's
athletic.
Oh, my God.
He does that leg thing like,
he sees the car and he's like, shit.
Amazing job. Yeah.
He really did
He's off balance, holding
really
a backpack
did.
In
yeah,
one
yeah.
arm.
Dude, he...
Look how long he stays upright. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's in like wooden bottom.
That's incredible.
He made the choice. He was like car, tree, mailbox.
Yeah,
he's doing a dance like.
Yeah,
I like the little dance like he's in an old Busby Berkeley musical number.
Add old Buster Keaton noises to it.
You didn't even get one good step.
No, not one.
It was
good
over
step.
Right away.
It's immediately started going.
And it's the morning and he's going to work, so you know everything sucks.
Yeah. Just
everything is
turn around
all day.
Back in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Off into bed. Yeah. That would be my strategy.
Yeah. Call in and be like, I'm not closing the Thompson deal today.
Yeah.
Started like shit, it's gonna end like shit.
Put Costanza on the Penske file, I hurt myself.
I've hurt myself horribly.
This one, this was the
one
I meant.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this one's awesome.
My shoes fell off.
I lost my shoes.
Shoes pieced out right away.
Look at that. Wow.
And the coffee.
Dude, the coffee.
His coffee. I didn't notice. The coffee is sitting up on the brick wall now.
He cooled his feet and burned his face.
Like, nah, just coming to check the mail.
Yeah. Just,
I'm fine.
You know, he just tries to leave him.
He's doing
God.
That. Look at the coffee.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Because you know he's doing that thing where he's just like...
And then he slides down in kind of a cool way.
Why is he in shorts?
He kind of...
He's in a playgirl pose on the way down.
He's in shorts because he's just like going to casually go quickly to the
mailbox. This has to be like Nashville, someplace where it doesn't...
Somewhere where in the morning it'll frost and free, and then it's okay by later. Oh, those fucking dumb slippers flying off his feet.
He accepted his destiny right away.
I lost my penny loafers.
Yeah. I'm just accepting his fate and just allowing God.
He hurt himself, though. He's limping a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, take the wheel.
What caused the limp? The initial fall, right?
Oh,
let's see where he hit.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he hit his back hip.
It's like that side of your ass bone.
Just making terrible jokes, because that's why they call them slippers and not standards.
Not standards.
Walked out that door. Walked out that door going like, could be the best cup of coffee I've ever made. It's perfectly sweet with just the right amount of cream.
Today's your day, Jim.
I think today's looking up for me.
It could have gone worse.
Oh, my God.
It could have gone worse.
I'm going to finally sign up for that gym membership and start running.
Yeah.
He could have just completely cracked his head on the fucking stairs and just been laying there for 20 minutes.
Blood leaking out of it like Pesci's head after he got whacked.
It's like, it's my birthday. Maybe I got birthday cards on the mailbox today. Let me go get some.
I'm going to go check the mail with my coffee and my new slippers.
His wife bought him the slippers. Same dealer at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So, but how did you get the black?
Yeah, he fell, but you're all bruised up again. And this x-ray shows there's a slipper up your ass.
We call them house shoes in this part of the country.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. It's in your ass. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that guy just looks like he's having a great day. That's why I love that one.
Yeah, the shoes really do a lot of work in that
video. Right, because they come just
it's like he got hit by an invisible car.
Or like clotheslined by an invisible man.
Yeah, like ghost.
It's amazing how much...
Old Man Winter.
I love physics and whatnot, and it's amazing how much potential energy is stored in things that you don't realize. Mm-hmm. Like the second you get up, use the energy in your muscles to elevate your mass off of the ground. That is potential energy.
You are asking God to strike you down.
And then if your base slips out, all that potential energy turns into energy, which then goes into your hip, knocks your shoes off. It's fucking amazing. Yeah. I love it.
That's the most educational part of the Kumia show I've ever seen in my life.
I adore physics and... amazed by it.
Yeah, that's true, though. I do like just watch people get hurt. He breaks it down scientifically.
Like, I just
see what happened here. Because of the Earth's axis?
I feel like less of a piece of shit if I can learn something.
Still hilarious watching him fall, regardless of... Yeah. I'm sure when that apple hit Newton on the head, people laughed, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a reason. Asshole with the apple on his fucking head. Some invisible shit that holds you to the planet. What a jerk off.
Yeah, gravity.
Yeah. What an asshole.
Isaac.
Yeah,
whatever. Isaac, your queer name.
Yeah.
Always daydreaming underneath trees.
Here comes the fruit queer.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they call people fruit.
Yeah. Oh, you're discovering shit sleeping under a tree. Well, don't work too hard with your scientific work. Yeah.
Oh, be careful, Isaac. I might fly to the moon if it wasn't for you.
I'm just going to sit here and wait for the sun to spin around us so I can sit in the light.
They're throwing apples at him. Look, I'm gravity.
You guys, who am I?
Whoa. Isaac, no, faggot.
Hey, does all that cum drip down your face because of gravity?
Gravity, right? You'll see someday.
One day I'll be in the history books.
One day I won't be quite a joke. This Lyft guy, you don't really hear the guy. Apparently a guy gets picked up by Lyft, and the Lyft driver was speeding. He blows by a cop, and then tells the passenger, yeah, I can't get stopped. I'll get arrested.
Oh, my God.
And proceeds to do 120 miles an hour with the passenger in the back, kind of losing his fucking...
It's a one star.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I love this music. Holy shit, that's right.
Well, it's kind of ominous, but...
You know, I fucking hate those Lyft things on the dash. Like, they act like it makes them a cop.
He actually gets the speedometer.
That's when I pulled out my camera. So I like, what the hell, dude? He said there's a blue light. I'm going to jail. I gotta go.
Oh, they got away?
He straight up told me, you're going to Charlotte with me.
It's terrifying.
This guy.
Yeah.
I have to admit that I probably
didn't
know.
Safety is Lyft's top priority. If you're isn't, you're sending strangers out to pick people up. It's the antithesis of everything we were taught. Don't get in a car with a stranger.
Clearly,
and you're paying for the privilege.
If you're a girl, though, like we were taught since forever to not even look at a man.
Yeah,
we're just getting into.
See, one of the downsides of being a pretty girl.
Call you,
you know, all the murders,
all the murder that happens.
It's Ted Bundy
rape, and
they like call. They ever called you?
Doesn't fucking
drivers.
Yeah,
fucking ugly guys.
I know girls who have gotten
Lyft in a Volkswagen.
I haven't. I've been pretty lucky with that.
I know girls who have like gotten personal phone calls later from the Uber driver.
Oh yeah,
really.
Yeah. It's crazy. No,
hey, how you doing?
Yeah, hey, I thought we hit
how
it off.
How would you like to go out with a Lyft driver?
I know a lot of women, they don't have them pick you up like right at your place. You walk a block over or anything like that. So
no,
they
I mean, here's the thing. We're in New York and I feel pretty safe here, honestly. Like there's cops everywhere. I know, as we've discussed, they are my friends. They're always looking out for me and they've got my back. And yeah, I feel safe. And here's like all that. There's like data and shit. If someone comes to my house, like I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to, I screenshot it and send it to people. I'm like, this is the guy in case I get murdered.
Well, that's good.
I don't know.
Won't go unsolved.
There's going to be a point where women go out with a guy or a Lyft and they just pull out a Q-tip, swab the inside of the mouth, put
it
in there
and
go,
phone.
Okay, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You have to.
Or they just send it. There's just a vacuum tube at various locations. There it is. Out of my hands. You want to kill me now?
Places. I'll just, yeah, well, you know, it's like, it's always shedding. I'm
a
girl.
Oh, yeah.
Just like leave it in.
Leave a lot of that. Dude. Won't help you. You'll be dead.
But
your DNA will be everywhere. Yeah, you're supposed to like scratch to leave that
dying,
shit under the nails.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love that.
Rip your hair out.
No, they always said
she put up a hell of a fight.
She put up a hell of a fight. Did she?
She put up a hell of a fight.
Sure wasn't just a little bit of skin under the nails.
Yeah.
Or like
suffocation.
Will to live.
I got this. No,
one guy
got
his arm scratched. I forgot which guy. I was really watching a show about this murderer. And a girl scratched the shit out of his arm, and he was a suspect. He poured battery acid on the scratches to just melt away any evidence.
Smart guy. Like,
yeah, then it's like, oh, I was working on my car, and after killing that girl, I went, shit, I wasn't able to say that.
Nothing suspicious about that either, though. Like,
no,
oh, so
no.
There is a guy once.
Coincidental.
There's a guy who did that. He burned the seat of his truck because he got blood all over it. He burned it, and then he goes, I dropped a cigarette on the way to work. And they were like,
burned
highly suspicious.
Hope it burned the whole thing.
Off in the rugs, too. They'll be like, I just got new rugs last week. Shocking.
Yeah, whenever a new car part. Yes. I saw somebody had hit somebody in their vehicle, and then it was a replaced headlight. And again, they saved the fucking part.
It
was in the barn, the broken headlight. What the fuck are you saving this shit
Even if you weren't going to get arrested, do you want to be reminded of the time you hit someone and ran them over? Like,
fuck that.
I sent my ex back a sweater he'd bought me, and I loved that thing. I loved it. Imagine keeping
DNA on it.
Yeah.
There was the girl who left the homeless guy just sitting in the windshield.
That is true.
The
homeless guy was
in
the car halfway through the windshield.
It happened. She ran over him on ecstasy,
okay,
and then drove home, went into her garage, woke up the next day, and the dude was still in the windshield.
Was he alive?
Yeah, he was alive. No,
oh,
he was dead eventually when she let him bleed out for 3 days. But yeah,
days.
Yeah, she left him there for like 2 or 3 days.
Her house?
Sleep it off.
Yeah,
peace.
They made a movie about it. It's fucking great.
Really?
Yeah.
Who plays the homeless guy?
I can't remember.
That sounds like a Galifianakis.
In Fargo, one of the Fargo TV shows.
Well, the chick from American Beauty who takes her shirt off, the blonde one is in it. I'm blanking on her name now.
There's the there's
Mina
a lot of stories
Suvari.
Like that.
The big forehead.
Yes,
Mina Suvari.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories like that in Boston.
And oddly, she's playing a black woman in it, which is really
weird. That's very odd.
BF'd.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's playing like a half black woman.
It is
makes no sense.
They call that brown facing now?
I don't know what the. Yeah.
It's called fucking racist.
Yeah,
this
man is
it.
That's
shit. Ariana Grande.
Oh, she's got dreads.
She has a big head.
Man,
then this is
one
real story.
One woman Kevin Spacey would fuck right there.
There it is.
Threw his whole life away.
Yep. could have just had her on the couch.
She's like, whoa, Vicky. She's like a blonde girl playing fucking. She's like, whoa, Vicky. She kind of looks like her.
She looks like every chick who just came back from Aruba.
It's in my garage.
Yeah. The braids are a great idea when you're there.
Yeah. My dad and me, I dance with a black guy and I smoke weed.
I had margaritas all week. I did yellow coke. A guy sold me out of a jet ski.
What happened to your car?
Brandy hit something. Deer.
Did you kill him?
I've been offered a new job, a big promotion.
Why is she playing?
That is the worst hair for her.
That was, yeah, through the whole movie. I'm like, oh my god, she's actually supposed to be.
She has a crazy big forehead, so it's like.
Has she ever met bangs?
Bangs. Yeah, she needs some bangs. Some girls just really need bangs.
Yeah. You can always tell in a swimming pool, like, what a chick, like, is, what her haircut's for. Like, a lot of times, you get in the pool, and you're like, oh, that's what you're hiding.
Oh, I see.
Wet, and all of a sudden, yeah. Big ears, or, like, a huge forehead, or...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm having problems with my car. Your car.
Having some car trouble.
I would see that, I guess.
It's pretty entertaining just because it's real.
Yeah, yeah. Like... crazy. So, yeah.
That's the woman. It's
crazy girl.
On.
Yeah, it's actually. Yeah, it actually happened. Like, she, if you see the real woman, she doesn't look just exactly like that. But she did go to prison. I think she's still in prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You always
good. That's probably where she should.
People
be.
In Boston all have the story of like the cop knocking on the door and being like, "Oh, were you drunk driving last? I don't fucking know what you're talking about." And then they go, "Well, I'd like to look at the car." And then open in a garage and the car's all smashed to shit.
Yeah,
I've heard that story from like 30
oh my
different.
God,
people.
I had that every morning.
Yeah. There's so many things. There was a forensic.
I wish
little patent leather shoe in the fucking.
Yeah. Oh my
little
god.
Little baby shoe.
What training wheel is this?
I know a comedian who flipped his car and it flipped right side up, so he drove it home. He woke up the next morning and the cops were at his door and he's being like, fuck you. I don't fucking know what you're talking about. I was here all night last night. And they go, we found this at the scene. And it's his comedy notebook with all his jokes.
Oh, no. I guess the joke's on
yeah. He didn't file up
the one out of that one, officer. Wow.
My buddy did that in a Pontiac Le Mans.
Oh, my God.
Drove it up.
Yep, and then drove home.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh. That's the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Character, you know?
Dave Landau in GTA 5. Just fucking roll him.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
Definitely made it home. I would always check my car in the morning and be like, oh, god damn, I hope that was a fucking, like, not a person.
I couldn't even. It's on the lawn. You ever do that?
Yeah. Oh, I've had the orange stripes. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I come home with, I keyed my own, like, I hit the, whatever this. I used to call him a smooch. I'd be like, I smooched the side a little bit when I'm like coming off the off ramp, you know? So I'd have scratches on the side, and then sometimes I'd just be on my front lawn. Like,
oh, or back when you
holy
used to use an actual key to get in, like the next day you'd look and it'd just be like eight, like, giant scrapes right by the keyhole.
You get the rent a car, you can tell who's
been drinking.
It,
That really is amazing, too.
Yeah.
I remember seeing how far something was. Like, what were you seeing? Like, it's literally a foot and a half away from the
dragged it.
You ever get the rent-a-car with the button start?
Yeah.
So some cars have that button start, and you'll see where the key ignition should be. There's just a million
screws.
Like, what the fuck?
Bang, bang, yeah.
And the ignitions will do it, too, where you just see they're, like, knifed into.
Someone spent a long time. Fucking.
Oh, there's a button? Oh, god damn it.
I think, like, everything's pretty much button start now.
Is it?
Every car I've been in that's
newer
new,
car.
Yeah.
Yeah, newer
yeah, yeah.
It kind of bothers me.
Which,
I mean, I drive an 06. So.
Yeah, I have an 09.
I remember how,
prayer to start mine.
You just get muscle memory when you got in your car of everything you needed to do. Like,
oh, 100%.
Okay, you wouldn't even have to look. The key's in, you started, you're in gear, and you're backing out. You're not even awake yet.
Oh, yeah.
Or sober.
It's like smoking smoke butts, you know? It's like, by eventually that, you can rip that plastic off, rip the metal off, and have one in your mouth in like one fluid motion.
One motion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like muscle memory.
It's
so
fast.
You just know exactly.
That's what I miss about smoking.
What you doing?
Like that kind of shit.
That's why whenever you'd switch cars or something, or drive a friend's car, or get a new car or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd start it up and go...
Yeah.
Oh. You want to get yourself on the wheel.
Herky jerk,
or you'd go for the wheel and it's... Oh, it's down here.
My Cadillac has one of these.
Yeah.
So, yeah, every time I get in a car, I fucking...
Your shield wipers
going
on.
Yeah, I got to get I had to get used to it for a
while. My girlfriend would say, like, you know, what are you doing? Like, yeah, it's not there.
Yeah.
Well, the new shifter buttons are confusing.
Yeah.
I got in my aunt's car, and I was like, where's the thing? And then finally,
I don't like those.
I don't like it either. I like...
Buttons. There's got to be a fucking tactile shift thing.
I want to
hear a clunk.
Yeah, I want to feel like I'm moving the car. Yeah.
I remember I had that old Nova I had. It's like, oh, there's a problem with the linkage.
Linkage. Yeah.
So then at some point, like, neutral was drive and reverse.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I hit something and it got back to normal again.
It's all Volvos are like that. It's all
just
connected.
Hit things. Yeah. Oh, my car won't start. I think it's the, it must be the solenoid on the starter motor. Get under there and hit it with a hammer. All right. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, look, it worked. That's all you did was hit things.
Yeah.
Lift the hood, look. To see what you should hit.
That's why I hate it now, though, because everything's electronic, so it's like not meant for you to.
Well, you're not supposed to even go under
that. Plug it in and go.
Even when you lift the hood,
yeah.
The engine itself is covered by another hood. It's a plastic screwed down thing.
Yeah, and a lot
they
of
don't
times,
want you.
They don't give you. Here's your responsibility now. Windshield washer fluid. That's pretty much all they want you doing.
Yep.
They don't want you doing anything with the oil. Nope. Don't even think about anything with the fuel system, because that's all regulated with a computer.
You change your own battery.
I have
my mom
never related to anything less than this conversation.
It was fun, though. As a
but you can't even change your own oil, Karen.
Oh, I can't change my own oil myself, how I've been doing.
You lifted the hood up
that
on
is
your
the girlfriend,
car,
though.
And your friends were all around. I forgot what comic did a bit on that. And it was just like a thing when you lifted the hood, your friends would just be like, hey, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
And then everyone's just around it, kind of.
It's like a grill. You take a sip.
Yeah.
And you look.
Yeah, I'd use the three-quarter. Was that Regan? I think it was Brian Regan. It might
People
have been.
People are always
Regan.
Impressed when I know how to jump start. Like, I keep cables
in
my car.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Cables
are
the greatest thing to have.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Because you could help yourself.
Yeah.
Or you could be a hero.
Oh, it's so great, too.
I got this.
Or you could be a murderer.
Meanwhile, it's, you know.
You torture people.
It's the likes of people like you that get help.
Yeah.
There could be someone on the side of the road going,
noticing.
I need a jump. Oh, yeah, go fuck yourself.
You got jumper cables. The next thing they're around your neck.
Yeah. Holy shit, you're just choking her with jumper cables. Well, it looks like he apparently initially stopped to help.
Yeah.
I don't know what went wrong after that.
Yeah, a video camera of him pointing happily at jumper cables.
Yeah. She actually smiled that he had her murder weapon. He smiled at the weapon that killed her.
It's a
thank God you're here with cables.
How do you know my life? Get out of my head.
Girls are like that with cars. Like you said, you don't relate. Like, their cars will just work themselves. Where guys, the opposite. Like, especially as teenagers, you pop it like nine guys with cigarettes. Like, all right.
You had to work on it. What do you?
Yeah.
And then you talk about what you were going to do. Yeah, I'm going to get a lift kit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. You never
did. Subwoofer.
Yeah.
Oh, I can
get
I
subs.
fucking Holley 4-barrel. And I'm getting a Hurst shifter. And I'm fucking getting Kragers.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to drive this exact piece
of
shit until it breaks down and you call my dumbass to pick you up off the express?
Or you have a 20-year-old Thunderbird all rusted with Flowmasters and rims?
Fucking. It needs a little more work.
Yeah. Your buddy's got to jump it because of all the electronics in the hood.
I started working on it. There's like the whole quarter panel is Bondo that wasn't put on properly.
Every weed dealer had
like
that one.
Oh, yeah.
Every weed dealer had like, it looked like shit on the outside, and then you get in, and it would be like a computer cartoon on his stereo. Like a city skyline.
Blue light with the fucking.
The whole car was shitty, but his stereo like told you a story.
Every
time
did he take it out when
off,
he
I was just gonna
you had to fucking take that bitch out.
Shithead who took off the face.
He drives almost lying down. Like, he's like, this is my.
Oh, yeah, dude, I did the same thing. I couldn't have been further away.
I like this guy. The guy. Arm over the passenger side.
Yeah.
There'll be a woman here one day.
One day.
There's going to be some hair flowing over this arm.
These fingers aren't just going to smell like Newport.
Once I leave that fish frozen place, that'll stink like
all I know.
I'm going to get a girl.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Once they get a taste of that tax refund I get from them.
Yeah, just wait for that money to come.
Wait, that refund.
I get that $200.
I'm gonna hit the dry cleaner on that $200.
Once a year, you fucking, you a big man on campus. Yeah.
Spending the refund all.
How much you getting back?
Yeah, enough to get a 12-inch Vega, motherfucker.
I'm gonna put spoilers on my Chrysler E-Class.
I'm gonna put lights under the car. The only place I don't. Oh,
yeah,
need
yeah.
Them. I love
some lights under the car.
Why would I need to illuminate the one area I never need to see?
It's fucking cool.
It's like I always drive with weed, so I'm gonna turn this car into the most pull overable vehicle of all time. That,
those are pull me over, motherfucker lights.
Heavy tint.
I dare you. Yeah, heavy tint.
My buddy Dino, he called Bean Crow, fucking had a, I'm not kidding, a Volkswagen bus. It said nuke proof on the side, had joint roaches on the back, checkerboards, Christmas lights inside, cow print interior, and cops would drive by and just go. they almost appreciated his honesty.
That's, yeah, good for him.
Yeah, they were just like, fuck
that's
it.
That's fucking like,
they
funny.
They never got pulled over, but I remember when my dad saw it, my dad is because, Dean, you're a fucking idiot.
You know, it's cool, though, if you're completely
Dean.
Fucking, if you have nothing in there to worry about, it's kind of fun to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot to worry about.
So. Oh, yeah, see? Oh, we had a shitload to worry about.
Gas masks and bombs.
The dead body and the... The wheel well, the yeah. Well, I was driving in the city. I had the Jaguar, and yeah, yeah. I was kind of racing around a little bit. But there was a cop on the West Side Highway pulled up next to each other, and he's kind of looking at me. So I'm looking at him. I roll the window down and I give him a heads up, and he rolls it down. I go, "What? You want to go?" and he just starts laughing his ass off.
That's nice.
But I would never have done that if I had been. Like, if I've been drinking even a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking all cool. Yeah. So when you're not, like, or there have been maybe one occasion where I wasn't drunk on New Year's Eve, and I was driving home, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Just weaving. Fuck your mother. Whatever you
Oh, I got pulled over sober on St. Patrick's Day in
so
Atlanta.
I?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was stunned. I was just like,
white profiling.
That,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right? Driving while Irish.
Irish yeah. profiling.
I got pulled over on St. Patrick's Day, too, yeah. And I was like, you got the one guy.
You fucked up. Yeah. You are wasting your time right now, sir.
One
get
dude.
A ticket or anything. Yeah. I was like, wow,
he's
I am
sober
impressed.
For 10 years.
Some guy, like, Sully, driving through a window of a pub right
now.
In Southie. Well, you have me pulled over. Over on the side of the fucking road.
The fact that you haven't been hit standing here is a bit of a miracle.
No, you said that.
I actually, the worst one, I had a six pack of Old Duels on the shotgun seat because I was going to the St. Patrick's Day thing. Yeah. And I was like, don't drink. And I was like, kind of. I don't just carry these around with me everywhere.
What a great thing to carry around with you when you're drunk, then.
That is a good
idea. Duels, your breath could smell like beer.
Yeah.
You're like, I haven't drank in, years. Yeah.
But on holidays,
look at all the hoops you guys have to jump through.
You know,
when
you have AA stuff on you. And
yeah.
You know, you can avoid all of this shit if you're just a girl.
I know. Oh, see?
They don't care.
That's
I have O'Doul's. I mean, I got you. I got you. Let me handle this one.
Yeah.
Sir.
I've seen a few pretty funny things where they give pretty girls the breathalyzer or the sobriety test.
But if you're a nice girl, they're not gonna fuck with you.
No.
I'm so nice.
Well, you're right. Let me drive you home.
First of all, I start weeping right away. I can't, and it's not fake or anything. I'm just like, there's a fucking.
You get all nervous. Scared.
Start
crying.
Start crying. Yes, because even like as a grown adult, I just like I need to call my dad, and somebody needs to fix this right now. Yeah. And it's always something like not. It's like I don't know. I got pulled over for like a busted light or something, and I was. Heavily in tears.
Yeah.
When he got there, he was like, does this never happens to you, right? Feel free to relax.
Probably, like, cops probably see who it is. Like, I'm not going to pull you over for a fucking taillight. And then they look and go, maybe I'll pull her over for a taillight, you know? Just like, how you doing there today?
Yeah, that's the other, that might happen.
Where are you coming from, a beauty pageant? Just some horrible lines.
You're under arrest for driving while sexy.
I love the phone call, though. I've actually said, like, I want my phone call. Like, it's not the Andy Griffith show.
I want my phone call. Yeah. Jeez, here's a ticket.
I heard I got one thing.
I know my rights.
Yeah, that's always funny.
Do you?
Oh, I love those videos. Am I being detained?
Yeah. I'm a sovereign citizen. Yeah. I'm not driving. I'm traveling. Yeah. You're traveling to the ground when this taser hits you.
Yeah, the white trash battle cry of I know my rights. Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
The entitlement. I have white skin. I know my rights.
I think the only thing cops love hearing more is I pay your salary.
Oh dude. I've actually never uttered that to a guy.
Why would you?
Years. I would
That's
never.
Horrific.
What an obnoxious thing. Shootout with Big L.A.? What is that?
It's like a, I'm looking at the video now. It's like a cop shootout kind of thing.
Ooh. Right. Oh, let's, we'll just say hi to Andrew from Indiana. How you doing, Andrew?
Andy from Indy.
Hey, Garrett's got the video. Basically, it's just a... Can you hear me?
I could hear you perfectly right up until you stopped talking.
Okay, sorry. Basically, it's a black guy. It's a rapper down in Florida. He Instagram lives shooting a white cop, calling him nigger. And it's very entertaining.
Cool. Okay, let's take a look at that.
Yeah, take it up.
Thank you, Andrew.
Pull up, like they needed that. Pull up, you pull up. Like they couldn't. Bitch! Had the same energy, bitch.
Holy
What's
shit.
Up? You pulled up, right? So pull up. Right. Pull all the way up, bitch.
I think he did
Fuck
pull all
you,
the way
nigga.
Up.
What's up? Bitch ass niggas. What's up?
He actually changed the camera angle?
I got shit on my waist, pussy.
It's a two-camera shoot.
This is so produced.
I know this is your fucking waist, nigga. Fuck
he called
you,
the cops
nigga.
Himself.
They start
Puss
rap battling.
Fuck you. That's why I'm fucking your white hoe.
Oh, what is
Cracker.
It?
Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
She's fearless.
Sounds like the guy.
What is she doing there?
Just get out of the way.
You know, you're about to be in a gunfire sandwich.
Yeah.
Move.
This is. I would hate to be a cop in this situation.
Oh, I would hate to be the cop.
You know, you're just like, this is just building and building and building.
Oh, my God. This dude. It actually sounds exactly like me when I get shot playing Battlefield.
Fuck you. Fuck you, 12-year-old.
I yell in my house when I'm playing COD Blackout and I get fucking killed.
She's so unbothered. She's like, oh, that's just Steve. He does this all the time.
Yeah. Here's a girl with a terrible father.
Has this guy seen every video like this and seen how it ends?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm seeing here he was seen dragging and beating his wife in the street. And
I guess that's his wife.
Oh.
He really needs to just
fuck you want to do.
She knows what's going to happen.
Puss-ass cracker, bro.
She's trying to be civil because she knows the second she steps out of the way,
the fuck calls the police,
that
nigga?
Motherfucker up.
Yeah, she's like
Who
a white Sheila right now.
Who calls the police?
Ooh, that dude.
Well,
I got to say, that
anybody.
Guy looks crazy.
Bitch-ass nigga, bro.
Kathy Griffin maybe called.
I need you to tell him because I don't care about none of this. You know what? Let's go home.
Yeah, right.
Looks like the older sister from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably good they got rid of that
gun emoji.
Her.
Look how participatory people are.
I know. I love that people are like, yo, go get them. Check out my YouTube channel. I got an album.
She made fun of me when I slip on ice.
House shoes went on the lawn.
You see, house shoes flew off.
I lost my
You're in
chance.
The driveway.
I spilled my gin and juice.
She let me slide to the bottom.
She picked out this fucking house with this steep-ass driveway.
Fucking bitch made me spill my yak all over the porch.
Fucking crack-ass driveway.
Even the fucking snow's white trying to fucking kill me.
This is why I want a black tar. She wanted white concrete.
Blair Witch angle.
Oh, this is...
He's trying to option this.
Oh, now he's getting into the vehicle.
All of a sudden, it turned into the Blair Witch Project.
Where are the cops, though? Like,
the Blair Underwood Witch Project.
Blair Underwood.
This guy's... By the way, they're going to just use this to convict him. Like, he's just gathering evidence on himself.
Why would you do
this? These pussy niggas is crazy.
Because Instagram is life, bro.
At least
you gotta do it for the gram.
At least he's wearing a hood, because that ends.
Now he's smiling.
Like in the comments, he really needs to chill out. Yo, chill, bro. Care about you, fam.
Young guy, too. Like, he's 20.
People are so fucking supportive on Insta.
I'd be typing, rush them with your hands behind your back.
Be great if I...
Switch to the cops' Instagram.
Oh! it!
What happened?
This is the best ever.
Oh, hello, battery!
That was his.
Are you shitting me?
That was his body.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
That was his body being like, we're running out of blood energy.
Hey! let's see the end of that again.
Low.
What happened?
Blood at 20%.
It's like your life level is.
Get your hands off her, nigga! Get your fucking hands off her! Get your hands
only
off
I can hit her.
Get your hands off her!
He must have stepped
your hands off. Rachel, come
here. No, Rachel, she's trying to keep. Wow. She was out of the way.
Is that the guy that?
OMG, great.
Pop one more.
Yeah, that was. That's the.
Fuck, man.
Did I see an OMG? Because that's amazing.
He's done.
Wow.
Bruh.
He's still filming.
Wait.
What?
He's still up.
Now, what are those? What
no,
is
expect
happening?
This.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
It's Snipes and Demolition.
This, is riveting.
This guy's fucking Superman.
This is riveting stuff, though, I must say. Him and Chris Watson get together.
He's gonna have the best.
Him and Chris Watson need a podcast. He's.
Shut up!
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Lay down and don't move.
Either his nice new car is dripping
Rachel,
transmission fluid or,
yeah, or he got hit. Yeah.
There's gotta be rain.
Fuck you, pussy!
No.
Wow, this guy's fucking gangster!
Dude, is he on...
This guy is gangster!
Dude, he might
fuck
be on
you.
PCP.
This is
like,
shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
it's like the Sundance Kid in modern
times. But honestly, PCP's making a big comeback, and I think he's on it.
You guys think he's
Rachel,
single?
I don't know.
Wow.
I like his...
You hit...
hit up his gram. Hiding in those DMs.
Oh, put your hands
like
up.
Confidence.
Put your hands up, bro.
This guy's gonna be the first dead
dude.
Model. He's gonna get a job.
Bro, look at this shit, bro. Look at this shit right now, bro.
Where's bullet hole, bro?
What the fuck, bro?
They shot it.
There's some in you, too.
Yeah, the garage wall is not as bad as the ones in your lung.
Not to mention.
This is insane.
He's putting his whole neighborhood in danger right now. Like,
hey, he's got a.
Yeah.
Wow, he really.
Can you imagine how upset his white neighbors are?
I demand to talk to my wife and a charger.
Man. That was so.
I need an Android charger.
I'm only coming out because I'm at 10%.
Yeah. You guys, I have to go to Race Wars.
Oh.
This has been the most fun
this race
ever.
War
awesome.
I need to fight a racial war to the death.
the lovely Karen Margolis.
Thank you, guys.
You are not on Twitter, I hear.
I'm not. No, you know what?
Good
for I was
you.
Like, sick of it, and then they fucking deleted my account.
Good for you.
I hate Twitter.
Fuck Twitter.
Fuck Twitter.
Instagram, though, is at Karen Margolis.
I'm on there. I'd love to see you. Or
the podcast Race Wars with Sherrod and Karen Margolis. Available anywhere you get podcasts. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and whatnot. Thanks so much for popping in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, yeah, it was so fun hanging with you guys.
The cute girl take on getting pulled over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which we will never know.
I'll never understand.
It is one of life's pleasures.
Yeah. Rest assured, that will never happen to you.
I will also not probably know that either, though. Being
that's
down in my garage.
Yeah, that's what there's a
somewhere in the middle. Yeah. There's a happy medium.
We still got it pretty good.
Of not crying and being let go and getting shot and still saying, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You guys.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Big difference.
I love you guys.
Take it easy. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, using my Maserati as a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. He's like, look at this shit. There's holes in the walls where the cops are shooting at him, and he's still defiant.
Dude, there's six in you.
Unfucking believable. What are they?
Look at that. They got it right off the thing. That didn't take long.
You don't know?
I'll look right now.
Did it just happen?
It's incredible.
this got uploaded February 15th, so that's 5 days ago.
But it still just happened. Wow.
Yeah. He probably uploaded it for his girl for Valentine's Day.
Is he alive?
Is he alive?
I'm looking right now. I really had no idea.
Because there was a thing.
If they killed him, because that's some gangster stuff right there.
I heard there was some guy rappers 25 times or something. He was shot. I don't know if that's the same guy.
Ah,
well, what was 50 Cent like? He was shot.
He was eight, I think.
Yeah,
was it eight?
But this just happened.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I heard it.
That's nuts.
I was laughing out.
Tupac was.
I mean, that was a lot around. The second
Tupac got
that girl was out of the way. The second she was out of the way of the garage.
They're just like, ma'am.
Opened up.
That sound is spooky, man. I mean, oh, that's real gunfire.
Oh, it's awesome.
She knew, though. She was just like, I have to stand right here.
Yeah, yeah. She knew, like, if I move, they're shooting him.
She was right.
That's it. And she was fucking right.
I mean, the cops.
And calm, too. Yeah. She was very calm.
The cops are obviously in the right, but I got to say, he impressed me.
That is impressive. I got to give it to him.
Here's even more. He, lived, refused to get arrested, and they had to send a dog in to get him handcuffed. And
like his best friend?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Please tell me his best
friend. Like his dog, you know?
They had to send in Snoop Dogg?
They had to send in his best dog. He was like, bro, you got to go to jail.
They got the other rapper that lives in the neighborhood.
You got to send O-Dog in.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you want a cheeseburger?
Yeah. Anybody want a cheeseburger?
It's O-Dog.
You got to get out of here sometime.
Yeah.
And I found the body cam footage if you want to see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Different story. Get your fucking hands off. Look at him holding the camera in selfie mode.
Get your fucking hands off. Dude, he could have had a shot on him, too.
Oh!
Wow.
That's a Camaro.
Oh, he dodged some. He literally dodged.
He did. I'm faster than a speed bullet, motherfucker.
He jumped so quick.
Bumblebee didn't even transform.
I guess the quick Bumblebee muscle is real.
So she's there. Got her yoga pants on and
the zero to the floor in 1 second.
She's a pog, dude.
All right, so he's got. You can't see that other hand. That seems to be the issue.
Look at that. Do you think the cop?
This is the hand.
I think the cop fires off a warning shot, maybe? Like,
I don't know. They're shooting right at that motherfucker.
Look at that.
It looks like he's off to the side a little, huh?
Did he have any injuries?
He's letting them.
So crazy that we have this.
Like, I know, dude.
Oh, I know. By the way, this is a shot of me playing Blackout. Yeah. The guy's right in front of me. I take 1,000 shots. I can't kill him.
Can't kill him.
That's me playing the fucking game, sons of bitches.
Also, I feel like bidding on that car at an auction.
Oh, yeah. Right? I want the bullet holes in it, you know? Yeah. It's like Al Capone's car.
The story.
He's not at a good...
Well, I think he's really... I don't think the cop obviously doesn't want to shoot him, or he would have.
Yeah, I don't think cops normally do the gangsta lean.
Like he's
the gangsta lead.
Right? The cop does just look like he's kind of protecting himself.
Yeah, he's taking cover behind the car.
Like really trying to. Yeah, and then he's got to because he points at him.
Look at the amount.
He might have hit him right there.
The amount of shots out in such a short time.
Yeah,
but he knew how to disappear real quick in that doorway. Oh, did he disappear when that first shot rang out?
Didn't even come out. Wow.
All right. Well, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
It is fucking amazing.
Who called the cops? It's like you were beating a woman in the street.
That's who called sentence. The cops?
Yeah. Like anyone?
Motherfucker, who called the cops?
Anyone with a soul.
Yeah, like that neighborhood looked kind of nice, too. Like,
oh, sure, it did. He's probably got some money.
Nice garage.
Yeah, nice car, nice garage. Attached garage. He's got some cash.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to walk outside to get inside.
Yeah. Fucking Instagram. I wonder if he was like, should I Periscope it or Instagram? Like Instagram's kind of hotter right now, so Insta.
It's going to be the biggest audience.
I just love that we're living in a time where somebody's getting shot at, and you're typing OMG.
OMG.
OMG. Yeah. It's live. You're doing. We're
frowny face at a dead body.
So someone's driving in his neighborhood, sees him beating up his wife. They ask, "Do you need help?" She says no. They drive off. She chases after the car and jumps on the hood and says, get help. He pulls her off the hood and starts beating her right in front of this guy.
Oh, okay.
And the guy in the car was like, I already asked you once. Yeah.
Well, you've learned your lesson, I'll say. Yeah.
Who needs to ask if you need help in that situation?
I did that, though. I had that once outside a comedy club. This guy and his girl, he was like about to hit her, and I go, are you all right? And she was like, then they had a common enemy in me.
Yeah, then you're the piece of shit.
Yeah, they were like, fuck you. And then I was like, but I think I still solved it.
I had been outside
go
of
go at her, brah.
Yeah, you know?
XS Club in Detroit. Same thing. Guy fucking up his girl. I was like, hey, what's going on? And then they both got mad at me. I'm like, all right, get back.
Yeah, that's what'll happen.
But in a way, you still kind of help them.
In a way,
they go drive home all nice talking about what an asshole you are.
You are, yeah.
Works out.
Still saved
I guess there's surveillance footage from The two guys buying rope and things for the
this everybody should be pleased that a hate crime didn't happen because it means we're less racist than the media wants us to be.
Yeah. It's like a science experiment.
Yeah. This guy's really fucked stuff up for his cause.
Oh my god!
Oh boy!
Take it.
Do you have that video? Is that available yet? The surveillance video. I'd like to see the two big.
As an actor, none of this surprises me.
No, he's an idiot.
Actors are the biggest liars.
They really are.
Like, I knew a girl. I knew two different women who didn't know each other that said they could speak to the dead that are actresses.
Yeah.
Like, and they. I'm like, you actually believe in your own lie so much that you tell people this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You think people are gonna fucking buy this shit?
One of my favorite interviews was with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, where they were on like The Tonight Show. She's like, "Why did you use marionette puppets for Team America instead of actors?" He's like, "Oh, well, actors are just awful, awful people."
Yeah,
it's true though. Really tough.
They're the most vapid people.
Oh, vapid.
He lied, I guess, a few years back too. In 2007, he was pulled over for DUI, and he gave the cops his brother's name.
Yeah,
and lied about that.
It's a known fibber.
Yeah, yeah. He's known fabricator. Known to lie to the police. I love the letter though.
That is so classic.
It's like he wrote it all fucked up because you know the MAGA people are stupid.
Yeah,
they can't write or anything. And then his drawing is so stupid. It's like,
here's what I love, though, is he used letters for the inside of it, and then he addressed the envelope.
Yeah, yeah, and then you address it as writing it, but he wrote like a child, but that doesn't matter.
It's so dumb.
Like, it's like, astonishing. It's still,
no one racist watches Empire. No one is like,
right. Oh, here
hey,
we go.
I know the fifth lead from this show.
We need some bleach.
It's all black show.
And some rope. A magazine, some stamps, crayons.
Yeah. Guy shops where Landau shops.
Yeah, where's Dave walking in behind
and
him?
And me. We're wearing the exact same thing.
Look at these two guys just like...
Show. Just asking you to go.
Oh, they're buying the masks?
Getting the hook like Showtime at the Apollo.
Dude, they're buying two ski masks. I would call the police immediately.
Right. Yeah, no, I'd be like, are you going to put these on and come back in here?
Yeah. They walk out the door, walk right back in. All right. Give me your money. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, they're buying the ski masks.
Please tell me they paid with a credit card.
That would be awesome.
I thought to put his hood on halfway through this interaction. He was like, you know what? Maybe I'll put my hood on.
That would have to be something a little off. Like, it might seem racist. But I'd be like, what?
You'd have to be like,
they buy a few hats so it covered it up, like when you buy something, when you buy a Playboy or
like
10,000.
Condoms.
Yeah, condoms.
I was behind a guy doing that the other day. He had the condoms and like so much shit.
Yeah, yeah,
like
shampoo and shit like that. And look, yeah, we need two robbery masks, but I like the little one with the ball on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the greatest excuse of all time is a short film, because you've probably been in some
shitty
short film.
Oh my God, he's a credit card.
You're always like buying like fake guns.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, hundy. Oh,
I've done it for my movie, buying stupid air guns and
stuff. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right,
almost got arrested.
Zoom in on that. It's fucking Jesse. Just bought the masks to make believe we robbed beat you.
He's taking Empire.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag Empire Fridays on NBC.
He's taking a picture of the cash register. You owe me exactly $54.63
for this fake beating we're gonna give you.
He's like,
oh my
did you
God.
See
his,
these gloves.
He dropped the receipt and then picked it up, but that's what they found that tied the rope back to this place. This is
he
a receipt.
Should have left
he dropped it on the floor. It was right there.
What a dummy. Let me bring this evidence back to my house.
I can't get compensated if I don't bring him this receipt.
Right, right. We need a receipt. What is he writing it off on his taxes?
I was gonna say, at the end of the year, he's going to want to be like,
come on, April's coming.
Well, my business of faking racial hoaxes.
Yeah. And then there's this person.
They allow you that. You could write that off. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Actors come up with some shit.
They put them. Oh my God! She's bagging it up now. Where do you want us to go and punch you?
Look how she's holding it up and looking at each item towards the end too. Like,
she's thinking. Do you guys want some lye or some like? Yeah.
What do you need?
Shovel? Yeah. What else do you need?
Can we sell luggage? We sell five packs of garbage bags.
Yeah, we have bigger garbage bags, you know. If you don't really hold them.
I don't care what you do.
Yeah, wow, they're yeah, they're buying.
We're really, I mean, on film all day long. Everyone, we're all on film all the time.
Dude, you're being tracked all the time.
These guys aren't thinking like I'm clearly on camera right now.
Yeah, we. I
look at that.
I'd be willing to bet. Like, right now, there's a camera on us somewhere.
I bet. At least one.
I bet.
I would be willing.
I feel like I'm being watched.
Go out on a limb.
It's definitely through one of these windows.
Yeah.
There's no doubt somebody behind us.
All that. Look at all the cameras.
There's probably some guy with
there.
A telescope right over there.
Yeah, yeah. On that perfect spring day here in
yeah, in New York.
He's got a bead drawn on us right now.
Is that Yoko Ono I see?
Fuck. I've been fascinated with the privacy concerns that we have with the electronics and whatnot. And
we'll be private for a minute.
Oh, you go ahead.
Watch out.
Aw, usually we would do a read or something.
I tried to make it.
You did.
Do you have anything to promote?
His tiny little...
My tiny little
his
dick.
Tiny little bladder. Did you walk up to him behind him in the bathroom again? He'll be like, oh,
should, right?
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, this privacy thing is really fucked up because if you think they're not sneaking things, and by they, I mean big corporations that are trying to get your info, government, whatever it is. I think it's more so the corporations than it is the government spying on people now.
Yeah.
Because it's worth their while financially. It's worth their while to spy on us. So there's a story here. You know this thing? It's called Nest, and it's a security thing, security devices that go in your house. Google owns it, and there are things that I guess you could alarm your house, run things like locks and whatnot.
Camera in every room.
Yeah.
On you while you're sleeping is one of them.
Yeah. Well, it turns out somebody found out there's a microphone in the unit.
Oh, shit. No one knew.
There's nothing that it needs a microphone for, by the way.
Ooh.
And they said the built-in microphone it never told users about was never supposed to be a secret.
Oh, come on.
Of course you're going to say that. But what the fuck, dude.
Doesn't surprise me at all, man.
It's a microphone. They said that we were thinking maybe later it would be used for something like detection of breaking glass in your house. So if someone breaks through a window, it will set off an alarm. But not telling people there's a fucking microphone.
It's just pure advertising.
Hidden in something.
It's just for ads, right?
Yeah.
It's all like, because Instagram is clearly listening to everything I say.
Yeah.
Like, it's obvious. Like, I was talking about Oreos the other day with my buddy. I got an Oreos ad the next time I look at Instagram.
Yeah.
I did this one thing. I was like, buddy and me were talking about like the most expensive cure for baldness that you could get. So I Googled some cures for baldness for like 2 weeks, every ad.
You just started getting hair loss.
It was like someone somewhere was like, we got a baldy over here. Like,
let's get that in.
Hit him up. Hit him up. Like they were coming in hot.
It's absolutely fucking true. I've noticed things I talk about on, because my phone is here. It's on, but I'm not like talking into it. But subject matter that I talk about on the show pops up in ads.
So weird, man.
It's so fucked up. You know how much fucking tranny shit I have? Because that's what...
deep discount all day.
Yeah. Some of that shit. There's a microphone in there. They say the existence, which is the alarm, keypad, and motion sensor component, was never disclosed in any of the product material for the device.
Of course.
They said, that was an error.
Secret microphone we've placed in all of your homes.
In all your shit.
Without knowing...
Dude, it's so obvious. You hid a microphone in something and then sold it to the American public without telling them. And it works. It's an active fucking microphone. So I don't care what their excuse is. It was an error on our part. Never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs. Should it have been? Yeah, this Nest device, security device.
Yeah.
They had to fess up because someone found it. Oh, there was a microphone in it.
Secret.
Never in the specs. Never said there was a mic. There's no reason for a microphone to be in it.
That's creepy.
But it's a Google device for security that they put a fucking microphone in.
I have cameras, but I don't have a Nest, thankfully.
Well, what do
check
you
it
have?
For mics.
You
got a TV?
I'm check them, yeah.
TV, another rat.
You're all be like rat. A mobster when you go home, like hit, tapping the walls.
Fucking yeah. rat. If that isn't enough, we have this story, which says Singapore Airlines. Someone was flying, and they tweeted something and goes, look at this sensor or something that's facing me in the back of the seat television. Looks like a camera. And they approached Singapore Airways, and they replied, it was indeed a camera embedded into the seat back by the original equipment manufacturer of the plane, but said the camera's been disabled on its aircraft, and there are no plans to develop any features using them.
That's weird.
Yeah, right.
Get the fuck out of there. They're lying to you. This is such a fucking breach of trust and privacy. First of all, you give all your info anyway when you know. In order to fly, to get on that plane, you have to give out everything.
Yeah.
But with facial recognition software, they could make a fucking history of everyone that's ever sat on that plane, where they were going, all that information about what they used, and market toward those people directly now because he got their face. Or law enforcement could start using it. Or
that's
whatever. It's one of these things, though, that just it's such an invasion, and they're not telling you about it now. Look, first of all, let me tell the corporations this. Just tell us. We clamor for this shit. We've never denied you putting cameras in shit. We carry this every day with us. We lose our minds when we fucking
take photos of ourselves with it and
with
post it.
It
to the internet
and then
all
post
day.
It. We fucking we love
check
it.
In where we're at check in case in. Other people don't know.
So tell us. Yeah, there's cameras on the seat backs of the planes. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. What is it for? Well, it takes smiley pictures of you that you pick up at the airport when you land.
Yay!
Oh, cool. Good. Good for us.
Turns you into
we'll
an emoji.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we get halfway through the flight, go like this. And we'll snap a picture and you pick it up. You can have it etched into a glass block.
It's not a bad idea for, like, plane crashes.
That would be awesome.
Everyone say goodbye at the same time.
Yeah,
it's just the one into the camera.
Oh,
it comes on the screen. Now is
all
the
right.
time.
Oh, my God.
In three, you're going to see a flash and yell, oh, shit.
Yeah. Please state your last will and testament as we descend past 40,000 feet.
We will notify your next of kin.
Please put on your mask before assisting others to their death.
Lick the camera lens to leave DNA so you may be easily identified.
This is like a big orgy.
Yeah.
No racism or nudity or else.
Right, yeah. My God, I can't believe they disabled my crash cam because I said something sexist. I got kicked off of the fucking flight cam.
Yeah, you're like, if it was you, like Twitter somehow suspends your camera. You're not.
They suspended
not allowed,
me.
Not allowed.
Say goodbye to my family. I've been suspended. They don't deem me worthy of saying goodbye to my loved ones.
They get an ad instead.
Yeah,
they get an ad for Senator or something.
For a flight on United.
We are sorry your loved one died and could not talk to you. But
for the next 2 weeks, Singapore Airlines will have much lower rates.
Yeah, in honor of your dead relative. You can fly to Singapore for 20% off.
It's all this shit that we're bringing into our houses, and it's presented as convenience and things that we need and things we want. And that's why we accept it without any argument. We fucking. I left my wallet. Yeah. I left my wallet home today on accident. I left my wallet home, and I was like, oh, "Okay, I got my phone."
That's true. It is. I thought of that too.
Like a wallet. All right. It sucks. I got credit cards in there and stuff. I don't carry cash in my wallet, and everything else, even ID, even my credit card. Like I could take a cab and then just do that. I could buy shit in the store and do it with my phone. Really. So it's not. It's worse leaving your phone at home. Than your wallet.
I
can't look at porn on my wallet.
Right.
I pay for shit with my face. I have the iPhone X. I pay for shit with my. If I pay for something,
great.
It goes, all right, well, and if someone doesn't have my face, they can't buy stuff on my phone.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah. That's
why you got to cut your face off.
Yeah. I grew a beard. It didn't work anymore.
Someone walks into the store. I like to buy.
Well, you know, cops do. Cops.
In my face.
Cops are doing it with dead bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Cops do it with dead bodies. They take the phone to the morgue and they either use the guy's finger, fingerprint, or his face for
or
the face.
Dead facial recognition. Yeah.
I love
that
in movies now. When there's
up?
A dead body and they just grab the guy's finger to work the phone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's it. We'll open that fucker right up.
Yeah. Sometimes just the finger.
Cut the finger off.
They
have
a temperature scanner.
Something like that. Is that Boston or where is it might be Oregon. Maybe Canada. I'm not where feet are just washing up on shore. Have you heard that?
Oh, Canada.
Story?
It was the Northwest.
Canada, yeah. The Pacific Northwest. Canada. It's the weirdest thing. Like over the past few years, an errant foot will wash up on shore. Like something's going on up there. And it totally makes sense because they're just freaks of fucking nature.
They think it's a serial killer.
Yeah.
They think it's a serial killer dumping bodies. And what happens is the body decomposes and the sneaker floats the foot to the top of the water. And then that's what they think it is.
Oh.
That's what they think it is.
It preserves the foot better.
It's in water. It's cold as shit up there. Yeah, so it's like, so it floats and then it washes ashore.
And shit can't get to the foot in a sneaker.
Yeah, and they can't identify.
Buy a shoe.
They don't even know who they're looking for.
There it is. Human feet that routinely wash ashore in the Pacific Northwest. Explain.
This is the article I read, I believe.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's not as terrifying as a human head falling in your margarita in Mexico,
in Cancun,
though.
Cancun, right?
Yeah, Cancun, yeah.
Yes, look at that. The year before that, it follows a report of a man found a lone right foot wearing a hiking boot wedged between logs. The year before that, a foot wearing a black Velcro athletic shoe with the tibia and fibula still attached. That was found in December along a different beach. It turns out that severed feet washing up on the coastline, in fact, a thing, it's been a source of fascination for Canadians, Americans, and others in the media for years. There's a Wikipedia page. All right. Yeah, that makes sense, though.
You will not
Serial
be defeated
killer. Yeah,
by
look at
this.
That. Obviously, they dump them right in the middle of that shit right there.
That's crazy.
God damn. All right.
Yeah, somewhere there's a serial killer who's just like,
yeah, he's watching this every day. Like,
loving it.
Yeah, look at that, dude. They sell t-shirts and everything near there. Really? Yeah.
Oh,
like,
do they? Yeah. Of course they do. Yeah.
It's like a local thing over in that part of the country.
That's hilarious. Of course. Why wouldn't you make a buck?
People like go out looking for him.
I just got back from wherever the hell and boy are my feet missing.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
Good luck running into the U.S. without feet. Good luck getting across the border with no feet.
Looks like you didn't finish your hike.
Knuck, motherfucker. You fucking hockey playing shithead. Maple syrup stinking asshole.
Ice skates with feet in them coming up. I'm
sure. Yeah. Like where's that one?
It's so fucked up.
I know, it's weird.
It is a fucked up story.
It's weird, it's just feet.
Well, it's like, I think it's the sneakers.
The sneaker or the shoe.
That makes sense, yeah.
That'll fucking make sense.
So he's probably tying them up or a rock or something. They're out there somewhere.
No bare feet, not bare feet, but bare feet washing up.
It's grizzly
feet. I'm sure bare feet wash up all the time.
Yeah, bare
feet. Doesn't seem as odd.
No t-shirts for that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, look, a bear.
Sell them as a necklace.
Yeah. It's a bear claw.
If it was a panda, they'd
a donut or something. Yeah, the fast food industry here. This is from the Who Didn't See This Shit Coming a Mile Away file. After winning that $15 minimum wage thing that the fast food workers wanted, they are battling unfair firings, and they want the unions to step in to stop automation. Because now they're getting these kiosks that are happening where you just go in and order yourself.
Yeah, writing's on the wall there.
The person's got to be there to give you the food, but it doesn't mean you got to fill the place up with retards that don't know what the fuck they're doing. You only need a couple of retards in the back that can flip a burger.
It's kind of true.
Not the retards that can't count up front. And I'm not using the term as a detrimental word to the mentally handicapped, because I often spoke of the finest service I ever got in a Burger King was a young girl with Down syndrome.
They're good workers.
So courteous.
Yeah.
It was so fast, and the order was perfect. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's it. I wish they could replace those retards with this girl.
With people with Down syndrome.
Great,
yes.
Great kissers, too. Also.
Yeah.
It's all tongue.
Yeah. Is that a tell joke?
They never get tired of it.
She's a little retarded, but them titties ain't retarded.
Yeah, those titties ain't retarded. He's the greatest of all time.
Holy fuck.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's
working the fryer later.
Yeah, yeah, working the fryer.
We've been dating that retarded girl for 6 months.
I say she's a little retarded, but them titties ain't retarded.
Retarded, am I right?
All right.
Oh, holy shit. Right, how he gets away with some of that shit. Thanks, like, he's one of those comics that can say shit like that.
Oh, he's a oh.
It's amazing. He's
his word. It's his word choice is just.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
His attitude up there, the delivery, his fucking little walk back and forth on the stage. Like he just ran in and he's going to run out.
He's worth, God, $20 million. He dresses like a longshoreman.
Yeah.
I think he spends most of his money on cigarettes.
He's dressed like a bum.
He won't give up the cigarettes.
He will not give up the cigarettes.
Yeah. I wanted to give him $100 and ask him, this is all bullshit, right? Fucking wear Armani suits and stuff, right? It's all bullshit.
So fucking good, man.
Fucking guy. Yes, so they're losing their money.
Baby's
name. No, he's fucking. No.
I mean, he's the most quotable. He's got a joke for almost every life situation.
He's like the quintessential bar comic while being the greatest writer in stand-up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's a crazy, like, two things.
Yeah, his writing's amazing.
He cares about killing, I think. I think a lot of comics don't anymore. And he really always wanted to just kill.
Yeah, yeah.
In the back of his Comedy Central special, the first one was just a plane dropping bombs. It's the best background they ever let somebody pick.
Looks so
very subtle.
Yeah.
Scared.
That's so subtle.
Yeah.
So they're all pissed off at that. But people were saying this immediately when this came up years ago. Like, you know what's going to happen. The companies aren't going to afford or pay people more than they're worth. So they're just going to come up with a way to eliminate the jobs. No, they need a living wage. A family of five on a McDonald's salary.
Yeah.
How about you tuck that vagina away for a little while?
Tuck it away. Fold it and tuck it.
Yeah. Tuck and fold.
Yeah, when they come into the delivery room, the doctor should just sew it shut.
Yeah. Oh.
Sometimes they do.
I put an extra stitch in there. How many? 150. Yeah.
Hey, good news. It died.
That used to be one of the most, like, misogynistic jokes that guys would tell about their wives when the wife gave birth, and either they had to do an episiotomy or there was some tearing or something, and the husband would always go, so I leaned over and said, hey, doc, put a couple extra stitches in there. Tighten it up.
I thought,
what an awful thing to say.
This woman's pushing out
she
your
baby. She just gave birth to your kid.
9 months she suffered.
And you're saying her loose box is fucking...
Do you remember?
Not appealing anymore.
Remember the version of that? There's a version of that where a doctor goes, there's some complications. The baby's fine, but your wife's going to need round-the-clock care. She's going to need food. She's going to need to be bathed, the bathroom, everything. I'm just fucking with you. She's dead.
Yeah.
Heard that one? That was like the classic.
That's a good one.
And the guy's like, you got me.
That's hilarious, doc. Yeah, but no, she's dead.
Oh. I'm going to raise this kid by myself.
So just more of that bullshit like we got from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She moved into a luxury apartment complex, but has no affordable housing units. I don't know what it is. She loves this. She's fitting in so well to the swamp. She's learning to be a politician so quickly. Here's something else that's breaking. I just read something about this today. It should be news. It should be news right now. But with the way things are, it might be in a while. Her boyfriend was working on her campaign, but not really, because that's unethical. You shouldn't be paying your boyfriend. So she hired a firm to advertise for her, whatever it is, a kind of a publicity firm to help her with her campaign. She pays that firm $12,000. The firm hires her boyfriend and paid him two installments of $6,000.
What?
Like within the same time frame. So it's literally they couldn't pay him.
Yeah.
So she gave money to a company. Then she hired the head of the company who now works for her.
It's laundering.
It's such fucking
money laundering,
nepotism,
right?
And paying off. She's laundering the money so she could, without an ethics violation, but it is an ethics violation. Yeah. Pay her boyfriend, who ends up on the roll as an employee, but they keep saying he's not an employee. And then she actually said, well, spouses are allowed to. It's like, he's not a spouse.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's a fucking, he's a boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Right. Could be anybody, you know.
Lucky bastard, though, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I wonder if I was.
Titties. Those titties aren't retarded.
She's very retarded.
Yeah, she's retarded. Yeah. Those titties.
Her voice is rough. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, like. I believe healthcare like should be like available.
Wait, I got it. I'm trying to get all white around my eyes.
Available, like.
Oh my god!
You have to do the hand gestures of a five to 6 year old giving a book report.
Yeah, yeah. And she's yeah.
It's kind of how she talks.
And she's on the floor like with her legs curled up like a toddler. Yeah. You know how you haven't been able to sit for an entire lifetime like that? You have no memory of being able to twist your legs like that?
Yeah, yeah.
She just sits like that, like in her jammies. What the fuck is going on? She's a congresswoman.
She said, that's gotta be weird.
Washington, D.C. was like kind of weird, like.
Kind of weird? Because there's a Washington without the D.C. on the other side.
Like George isn't there.
Like a Washington monument, but it doesn't look like him.
And there's.
It looks like a crystal.
And then there's a black one with Carver as his last name.
There's the Martin Luther King one, but he's white.
And there's like a Lincoln. But it's Washington.
And they call this thing the mall, but like I can't buy shit there. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
I went to the mall.
There's not even an Abercrombie.
There's like no like Forever 21.
The reflecting pool has no mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, she is dumb.
BU girl, Boston University.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, a proud BU girl.
Yeah.
That's where she did a little dance.
A lot of them.
Where everyone of them. Fucking said, ah, she's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, them titties.
Yeah, every guy was like, well, I'll give her a chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm willing to listen to her a second. And then you're like, all right, she could be dancing at the fucking Brass Monkey down on Long Island. I'm still not taking that. Nonsense.
Yeah, you telling me how much a dance is too much talking out of that mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, if I see a girl dance, I don't want her talking. She ain't making my fucking 20 by yapping.
Yeah, here's for more hoop earrings.
I came here for you and Motley Crue. I came here for your naked body and Motley Crue, not
Motley
talk.
Motley Crue, right. Don't eject girls, girls, girls. Yeah. Yeah, I love that when the girl would be dancing a song. And then she's like, oh, I hate this song. And she'd pick up her fucking shirt and cover her titties up for some reason. And then she'd go, Mark, could you eject this one? So, yeah, I don't like that song. And then boom, boom. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All right. And you're like, what was that? You have some kind of ethics or morals?
That's where they do. That's where they draw lines.
Line?
Yeah, they're like,
oof, is that a low bar?
Yeah.
And you know what it is? They like the short songs. They just like songs that are short so they can like not
dance. Yeah, they do want the minute and a half.
DJ's trying to help you out. He's like, here's Stairway to Heaven.
Here's the live version of In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. The Allman Brothers. They jam at the end for 20 fucking minutes. Now shake that ass.
Here's like, American Pie.
Yeah. She's like, let's put on the Folgers jingle. Thank you. Yeah.
Could you just put on Freebird and let me stay in?
FreeCreditReport.com song. Thank
Here's
you.
One song that was the entire album side of a Yes album. Yeah, you're going to love this one.
Can I have the Tide jingle?
Yeah.
King Crimson.
Could you just whistle slowly while I dance?
Yeah, whatever. oh, my God. I've had just a bang-up time today.
So fun.
It goes by so quickly. Will Noonan, thanks so much for coming
in. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You are a joy, whether it's here or on a now-defunct WAAF radio show or the Chip Chipperson show.
We do it all.
Always a joy. The Twitter, at Will Noonan. Very easy. Instagram, Will Noonan Comedian. And your dates, February 22nd through March 9th.
Yeah, I'm doing a
Wow.
What a run.
That is a run.
Residency at the Residence Inn in Fort Myers.
Comedy on the Fly, Fort Myers, Florida, 7 p.m. every night. Tickets at comedyonthefly.com.
Spring training baseball.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And the podcast, The Noonan Show, available anywhere you find podcasts. You know where that is, goddammit. Yeah. And again, we would like to thank Karen for coming in, Karen Margolis, who you could find on Race Wars with Sherrod Small. Available anywhere you get podcasts. That easy. And David, my David, you'd all be dead without my David. John Lennon, shot in the back. Whoa. Where will you be today?
February 23rd, Fountains Golf Resort, Clarkson, Michigan. Governor's Comedy Club in Belmore, New York, March 8th. March 9th, Stand Up for Autism Benefit, Great Bay Country Club, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Bananas Comedy Club, March 15th and 16th. And then in April, I will be in Boston and Philadelphia. I'm going to announce those dates this week.
Awesome.
And definitely come out to those shows, DaveLandau.com.
We got some rabid fans in Boston and Philly, man.
Good read.
So that will be a lot of fun. We did that. We did the Chip Show in Philly and in Boston. It was fucking packed, and the fans are just amazing.
I've been wanting to get back to Boston for years. It's such a great comedy town for real.
Oh, yeah, they do
the
love
the history they
comedy.
Have there is insane.
Yeah.
It is great, man.
Some funny jokes about guys blaming black dudes for killing his wife, jumping off the Tobin Bridge.
Yeah.
The history of comedy.
Aaron Hernandez. One of the last place he hung out is a comedy club. Like, it's a nightclub and a comedy club, so he hung out at the nightclub, but earlier that night, people were doing comedy.
What did he see?
I always wasn't me. Unfortunately,
it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. He'd still be alive show. Today. Yeah.
And tonight, a fair one at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, and then, of course, Michael Malice at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time for Nightshade. He's going to wrap everything up for you. And we will be back here tomorrow at 4 p.m., 1 p.m. Pacific time. And please join us then. Until then, have yourselves a pleasant little evening, would you? Rivet their cheek.
Excited about it, brother man. You know, a lot of ups and downs this year. A lot of people getting pretty crazy. But I'm doing what I'm doing. It's great to be in the city with the people, doing the thing, listening to the Doobie Brothers. They're not related, but they do be brothers. That's how it is right here. In the Big Apple. This is embarrassing. See you.